busy. Look, I mean, the thing is, do we need any more royals on the payroll? Probably not, I'd say. Richard Williams, we'll have to leave it there. Royal expert, thank you so much for talking to us here at Talk Radio regarding the two, Beatrix and Eugenie, the ones who wear the funny hats at weddings. That's pretty much how we know them now, isn't it? Thank you for talking to us about that. Nice to have a bit of a light touch after a long conversation about Heathrow. Delighted to be joined by another, well, some man with a very much a light touch, Mr. John Holmes.
Thank you.
I hear you were talking about me zip wiring on your show.
I was impressed with your photograph
that
you tweeted.
Were you laughing? I did look remarkably similar to Boris Johnson
apart
without
the flags,
Union flags.
Yes, yeah, but yeah. Apart from that, yes, you did. Yeah. Although, I mean, I was led to believe by, I think, you and indeed your tweets before I saw a photograph that zip wiring through the countryside was an intrepid adventure. And then the photograph showed you to be about 3 feet off the ground.
No, that was the very, very end. I haven't managed to get the GoPro footage onto my iPad yet, where I'm actually at the very top. No, what amazes me is my nine-year-old just stepped off the platform. Off she went, it looked 200 feet high.
Yeah, didn't care.
Doesn't care at all. Mind you, I'm a mum. I imagine she was just hoping, you know.
Yeah.
Hoping to escape.
Hoping for disaster.
You've got roughly no seconds at all to tell me what's on your show, but do it anyway.
Oh, that's handy, because there's not really much.
That solves that then.
Yep.
Do stay tuned for Not Really Much on John Holmes' show. So same rubbish as usual. Key us up after the news at 1 o'clock. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Do stay tuned. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
People all over the UK love driving with Uber because they get to choose their own hours and take home great weekly pay. You can drive as much or as little as you like. And even if you don't have your own car or private hire licence, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. That's godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Butchers, chop chop. Mechanics, get in gear. Employers, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. For help, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Spreading on treats!
Sorry, kids. We're saving the treats for Mum and Dad this Halloween. When they buy the exciting Renault Capture or the equally adventurous Renault Kadjar from our award-winning crossover range, they'll now get an extra £750 towards their deposit with 3.99 APR representative until the 9th of November. Renault Finance, over 18, subject to status, participating dealers only. Registered by 31st of December. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Oh, is this your glass? Can I have a sip?
Sure.
Oh, Coke. Are you not drinking Coca-Cola Zero Sugar anymore?
Check for yourself.
It is Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. No way.
New Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Tastes more like Coke. Try it.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Yes, that's right. That production was not a liar. Hello, it's Talk Radio, as it said. I am John Holmes, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, third runway approved at Heathrow, BA passengers in hospital, and tributes to Pete Burns.
Talk Radio.
The government says allowing Heathrow to expand will show the UK is open for business. It's backing a third runway there, which will also mean six new domestic routes. But local MP Zach Goldsmith has resigned in protest over the decision, while the London Mayor says it's wrong for the whole country. Member of Parliament for Harrow West, Gareth Thomas, who's in favour of the expansion, has told Talk Radio environmental factors will need to be included.
There's certainly got to be work done to mitigate noise from those who will be under the increased flight paths. There's certainly got to be work done by government as a whole to reduce the air pollution in general in London, but particularly from the increased car travel to Heathrow.
A British Airways jet from San Francisco has been forced to make an emergency landing in Vancouver after people on board felt unwell. 25 passengers and crew have reportedly been sent to hospital for breathing in smoke. Australia's Prime Minister has promised a thorough investigation into the deaths of four people at a theme park. Queensland Ambulance Service says a malfunction caused a raft to flip over on the Thunder River Rapids. One of the deadliest attacks on Pakistan's security forces in recent years has killed at least 59 people. Three gunmen from the Islamic State group stormed a police academy building in the city of Quetta overnight. Demolition at the Calais Jungle refugee camp has been delayed because thousands of people are refusing to move. For a second day, French officials are clearing the site and taking people to temporary centres across the country. And Boy George has led the tributes to Pete Burns, who died on Sunday from cardiac arrest, age 57. The singer's described the dead or alive frontman as a great true eccentric. Former MP and talk radio presenter George Galloway appeared on Celebrity Big Brother with him in 2006.
Over 22 days and nights of the most intensive madness, I grew very, very close to him. I loved him very much, and I was really sad to hear the news.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Patchy rain across Wales and southern England. Elsewhere,
bit of trouble reading
dry
today,
and cloudy
Victoria.
With sunny spells, highs of 13 degrees.
Bit of trouble with that, wasn't it?
Yes, John. I wrote my script badly and then I couldn't say half the words. So go away. I can't be doing with this straight off the bat.
Just ask.
Leave me alone.
Just ask.
Go away.
I'm trying to help.
Stop it.
Trying to help.
I don't want it.
Trying to help you.
No.
Trying to help you.
This isn't helpful. This is making me feel bad when I'm very aware of my own inadequacies.
No, not inadequacies.
Well, it was inadequate.
All I'm saying is, if you need to build in a little bit more prep time, then that's fine. So all I'm saying, it's not inadequacy.
Go away.
Okay. Any word on Steve Guttenberg?
Who's that?
Never mind. Right, here's Ben. That was Victoria with the live, obviously, news. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Amid speculation that Wayne Rooney could be leaving Manchester United, Talk Sport have been told the captain for club and country still has plenty to offer. It's reported Jose Mourinho has told Rooney he will have to leave if he wants regular action, with the skipper dropped to the bench. Former United coach Rene Mullenstein told Talk Sport Rooney still has plenty left in the tank.
Obviously, Wayne is in and around a 30-year bracket. You know, he's still got a few good years to go. So I'm sure that he will probably enjoy more if he says now, OK, if I can't play for Manchester United, then I'm going to go somewhere else as long as I'm playing.
Meanwhile, United manager Jose Mourinho could discover today whether he'll face an FA charge following comments about referee Anthony Taylor prior to the goalless draw at Liverpool. As for Jurgen Klopp's side, they face Tottenham at Anfield in tonight's EFL Cup fourth round tie. Among the other games this evening, Arsenal are at home to Skybet Championship Reading. Finally, tennis. Kyle Edmonds withdrawn from the Vienna Open. He forfeited his first round match with David Ferrer with a hip injury. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you very much indeed. Right, Victoria?
No.
Okay. Right, then, it's Tuesday. Welcome to this programme.
Talk Radio.
Oh, man, there's so much I want to tell you about this new Sky Q box. Firstly, it lets you store over 1,000 hours of TV, way more than before, so you don't have to worry about deleting stuff. And you can record 4 shows while watching a fifth, so you don't have to worry about clashes either. Not bad, eh? Sky Q, the next generation box. Sky, believe in better.
Requires Sky Q 2TB box and Sky TV subscription, compared with standard 500GB Sky Plus HD box.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Afternoon to you then. Julie Holybury's off today because she did escape and go on the rampage in Centre Parks. That's true.
Yes, that is true.
Hashtag home with Anna.
Thank you for entertaining me on your civilian broadcasting network.
Sunderlaney. Just sound it out if you don't understand the words. It's no laughing matter. And stitching poor quality material together.
We're a growing station.
Oh, that's really good.
Everyone knows that now. When I was 17, my parents didn't know about my power.
And then he can't control it, and then things kind of fly all over the place.
Well, yes. 11 minutes past 2 o'clock.
Time for yoga and a smoothie.
It's Talk Radio.
Could you say something observational about lollipops from the 70s? The signs have gone up and everything must go by Boxing Day.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant.
Hello then, good afternoon to you. And welcome to the Black Parade. That is your Tuesday afternoon on the UK's 34th most popular radio station out of a possible 39. And as the announcement for airport expansion plans has happened in Parliament, let's begin to taxi along the runway of today's show. Bulldozing Julia Hartley Brewer out of the way to make space for it. So welcome then to the bit between 1 and 4 o'clock. Obviously many in favour of expansion there, as this show is already operating at a 98% capacity. Many would like to see this extended. And by many, I mean none. But as we're on board for now, let's run through some of today's safety procedures for you if you have boarded the weekday 1 till 4 in the afternoon talk radio programme. Now, there are 12 exits. 6 are advert breaks. 6 are Victoria's news junctions, which she is now pointing out. I mean, obviously you can't see her do that, but she is pointing them out. Please take a few moments now to locate your nearest exit. You might find something on board the programme that you don't like, just as a joke about Pete Burns, a poor quality quiz, or Cornelius. And you want to leave the show in a hurry. Now, in some cases, the nearest show exit may be behind you. If you need to evacuate in an emergency, headphone level lighting should guide you towards the exit. In the event that a joke about Pete Burns is coming, please assume the bracing position. Place your hands firmly over your ears and move away from your radio. A whistle and a light are provided for attracting Ofcom. You will find this information on the safety card located in the pocket on the front of the programme. If you have any questions, do not hesitate to text or tweet some of our crew members on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So do sit back and relax. We wish you an enjoyable show. Programme attendants, please take your seats for takeoff. Here we go then. Your in-show entertainment today, then, will be served as we take off. Headline hijack very much on the way as a first course. You are invited to make up a news story for inclusion in the 2pm news bulletin. Oh, you know how it works. I really don't know why I'm bothering to explain it. It's there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme. Fib, fabricate and fake your way into Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
You will be crowned victorious in Victoria's news by having her speak a lie as truth. Everyone who gets back to their radios at 2 o'clock hears the news and believes it, because it's the news. But the lie is yours. You know the number already, but here it is again.
Start your what? 87222. Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You put your headphones on, Cass is shouting at you. Then we'll meet another lonely luncher. After that, Talk Radio 1 to 4 in the afternoons, brackets, weekdays, close brackets, continues to fill up with those who are destined to lunch alone. The lonely's what lunch? If you are lunching alone, get in touch. You could be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. We are here to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. You could come on the radio for an idle, if slightly awkward, chat. And what's more, it will put you on the receiving end of an actual gift prize. Also on the way today, work experience punditry. Today,
I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Oh, this would be interesting.
It's spelt like Daniel, but it's got a H in, so it's Haniel. But that's not a name.
Where is it? Where is he? We've not had him before, have we?
No.
Well, let's say Haniel.
Haniel, I guess, but that's not a name, is it?
Some sort of research could have gone well here.
Well, we'll find out before.
What's he reviewing?
Music.
Fine. Haniel is in to review the music. I'm sure that's not right. Anyway. That's work experience punditry. It means, of course, that it's all part of their work experience. We don't have to pay them. I think this makes it our boss's favourite feature. There are the day's big stories distilled into their purest form as we slowly dribble the news drop by drop through barrels of Japanese poetry. It's like a kind of haiku version of Jack Daniels or something. I don't know. I've read the posters on the trains, haven't I? No idea what I'm talking about. It's the news in haikus. We'll be out on the streets as well to ask the people what they think today. We are shoving microphones into the faces of the people to find out if they think nurseries or cricket bats. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. All your reactions this afternoon. The diversity paper review today, it's Josh. His diversity is that he is black. And we bring you hot Hollywood guest action at around 2:45 today. We will be joined by Scott Derrickson. He is the director of the new Marvel movie, Doctor Strange. He'll be joining us. Plus, there's your chance to win some meat in a Pete Burns from Dead or Alive commemorating game of band or medical ailment. Ginger Dave is not producing. He's spinning right round, baby, right round in a student. Ask Broadcast is through the glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like an angry goth clown. Marta's on the buttons this afternoon.
Hello.
Hello there. Victoria's got the news.
Go away.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Is in celebration what? Of the announcement of the runway at Heathrow.
Celebration?
Yeah, running around the studio, being an aeroplane like a little boy.
Really?
Yeah.
He looks like such a child.
Great. I am John Holmes. This is your Talk Radio programme in the afternoon. Cabin crew, doors to manual. On a talk radio station in the afternoons. That, my friends, is Bon Jovi. Their first ever single ever. From around 1982. That's called Runaway. No one heard a single word you said. But why would I be playing an early Bon Jovi single on a talk radio station on a Tuesday afternoon? Why?
She's a little runaway. Daddy's girl.
I mean, it's a good question, isn't it? I will tell you that it's to do with today's big story. From the eponymous album Bon Jovi. By Bon Jovi. Why would I play it? To do with today's big story. Oh, yeah. Well, the big story, of course, is based on that. Cornelius.
Runway. Yes, it's not a difficult one. One of the funnest parts of my day is guessing the big story from your poor choice of song.
Yeah.
And today you've just... I mean, you've chosen a poor song, but...
No, that's not true.
But it's just so obviously to do with this. It's a bit hack, if anything, I'd say, going into this story with that.
It's runway. It's like a runway.
Yeah, well, I know that.
Yeah. It's clever.
It's not clever in any way. It's just very much first
thought.
It's
the first one you've guessed.
It's first thought.
First one you've guessed ever.
Exactly, so it's bad.
Everyone wanted to hear it. Everyone.
We haven't had any texts in or anything, or tweets.
We will in a minute. You'll go mad in a minute. Thanks for playing, that's brilliant. You watch. You just watch that. Anyway, today's big story then, of course, it's just been announced in Parliament. We'll be talking about it. It's the fight between Heathrow and Gatwick that Heathrow appears to have won at the moment. So we need an expert to talk to about it. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the miserable window.
Yep.
Can you get us a guest, please?
Yep.
Thanks. Right, great. Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Sometimes opportunity knocks, but right now, it's ringing the front doorbell. With the new Ring Video Doorbell, you can see and speak with anyone at your door, whether you're home or not. The Ring Video Doorbell uses an HD camera and motion detection to alert your smartphone, so you can see who's at the front door, anytime, from anywhere. Get the Ring Video Doorbell for just £159, or save up to £75 on a Ring of Security bundle at ring.com/talkradio. Home Wi-Fi required.
eBay has everything you need for Halloween.
Honey, just to let you know, Jacob's got Halloween coming up.
New kids' Halloween costumes.
And he's been asked to do trick-or-treating.
Halloween sweets.
With some of the older kids from Year 9.
Scary makeup.
And I said they could all come to ours afterwards.
Halloween decorations.
With their mums and dads.
Booze. Discover a fantastic range of new Halloween items you can buy instantly with free delivery from eBay. The ultimate turn your little monsters into actual monsters shop.
Whether you're saving up for a big anniversary or a coral reef diving holiday, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000, should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays at the west of London caused by the closure of the A4. That's because of a spill. The London bound M4 towards the Chiswick roundabout is closed as well, and all surrounding routes are suffering. Norfolk's westbound A47 through Necton is still closed as repairs to a collapsed manhole continue. Early problems on the M42 through Warwickshire left northbound delays, junctions 8 to 9 near Coleshill. Stoke's Alder Road, the A53 in Hanley, still closed by an accident at the Cobridge lights, and South Yorkshire's northbound A1M queuing through North Ansell because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
For me, it has to be when the clocks go back and the days draw in. We get up, it's dark. We leave the house, it's dark. We get home, it's dark. Basically, we live like moles. Mind you, moles don't get to enjoy a delicious bowl of comforting, creamy, tasty tomato soup. Not like us lucky humans. And for me, I love it served with crusty brown bread hot out of the oven. Oh, and the soup? It has to be Heinz.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And now a question about the next Full Set Breakfast. What do the Mafia, Bruce Springsteen and Lillehammer in Norway have in common? Gonna have to hurry you, the clock is ticking. The answer is, he's with me on the next show, Steve Van Zandt from the E Street Band, Sopranos and Lillehammer. We are spoiling you.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Just ahead of talking about today's big story. Cornelius, some reactions have been coming in, I understand. A lot of reactions coming in.
Lots of reactions. James Wells says, just get any old guest up and I'll cut them off and that'll be entertaining.
Right.
And John, it's the bullies themselves who are cowards. So anyone who is getting bullied, well, they must be real wimps.
Thank you very much indeed. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Let's talk about today's big story. Okay. So then, as the government's decision on airport expansion has been decided, it's Heathrow. Still open to objections and debate, of course, but at least it brings to a close the childish arguments for now that Gatwick and Heathrow appear to have been having for the past couple of years in those adverts, in the papers and on those posters. Fighting talk there's been between Gatwick and Heathrow. I'd say handbags at dawn, except their airport, so they probably lose them in transit. It's a big row with damning slogans. You've probably read them yourself. Gatwick's poster goes, "For business, there's only one choice. Gatwick, obviously." They've gone for smug, obviously. Heathrow, meanwhile, genuinely had on their poster, "Heathrow, our trolleys are free." Good, because that helps the multi-million pound direct business connections. They are like a bickering couple at marriage guidance, of course. Gatwick leaves the toilet seat up. Heathrow is frigid, all dried up like a witch's foo-foo. And it got even more childish, of course. Of course it did. Heathrow's an idiot. Gatwick does it with sailors. Heathrow's mum does it with sailors. You saw it all on all the posters. But what does it mean? What does it mean? Gatwick actually said these words. Gatwick said it would involve, and I quote, involve building a new runway. Gatwick said their plans would involve building a new runway far enough from Gatwick's existing runway for fully independent operation. That's what Gatwick said about their own runway, which is presumably the advice Chris Grayling followed then, given that Heathrow is miles away from Gatwick's existing runway, and that's what they've gone with. On the line to discuss this minefield, and let's hope it's not a minefield, because digging through that would be problematic, is Julian Bray, who is an, I'm going to say, aviation expert. Would that be fair, Julian?
Oh, that'll do, yes.
Yes, good.
I'll cough to that.
All right. you are an expert. This is a busy day for you, then, I'm guessing, because there's a lot of questions that still need answering. First of all, why all the bickering between the two angry places in the first place?
Quite simply, there's a lot of money at stake, and it's public money, and also there's a lot of entrenched, shall we say, opposition to each of the bids. And so they've got to try and get their marketing messages over. And the best way to do that is to keep repeating the same message over and over again, as you've seen. And it is a bit like an old married couple bickering, because both of these airports have been around for ages. And, of course, we are short of a runway or two. Mm. If you go to any other country, you'll find that they've got dozens of runways, but they're only handling a small percentage of the aircraft that we handle in the UK.
Right. So is there not... I'm just going to throw some ideas at you, and you're the expert, Julian, so feel free to shoot them down. Although that's not an appropriate thing to say with planes involved, but you know what I mean. Right, so look, right, we need more runways. Right, so Gatwick's there, I'm just pointing now, on the bottom of the M25. Heathrow's, I'm pointing at the side of the M25. Would not, because long runways are the thing, why don't we just make up, right, and join the runways up somewhere, right? So Heathrow and Gatwick's runways just join up, and then there's one great big runway going between the two of them. What's wrong with that?
Well, do it along the M25, you mean?
Well, there you go. I mean, that's not fit for purpose, is it?
No. No, but basically, the problem is that you have an airport that's surrounded by lots of communities and a road network that's absolutely bursting. They're running at 95%.
Yeah.
And so whatever happens, they do need either an extension to a runway or an extra runway. Now, the government says they're going to have an extra runway, but the point is there's lots of opposition sort of building up to this. So they might not actually get this runway up and running for, shall we say, 15 years or so.
Right, okay.
Meanwhile, Gatwick's got new owners and they've got lots of money. And Gatwick's already said, well, we don't really care what Heathrow's going to do because we will probably go ahead anyway. We've got the money. We've done all the preliminary works and we've just put in the process. And I'm sure that our runway will be up and running, say, 5, 6, 7 years' time.
Right. So the country as a whole then could benefit from both airports being expanded.
Ah, well, wait a minute. If Gatwick then goes ahead, then Heathrow's got to look at their sums again because the profitability might actually be eroded. So they might actually go back and say, well, perhaps we'll just extend one of our runways. After all, we won't have the third runway. Which, of course, will be a big relief all around because the whole of West London then won't be like a great big, refugee camp, the jungle, if you like, because they've got to rip up the M25. They've either got to put it into a tunnel or they've got to put the runway on a bridge over the M25. Don't know how they're going to do this yet.
No, of course. So, or, as you say, turn the M25 into the runway and build a new road, which would presumably be cheaper and easier anyway.
Well, which would be quite interesting, wouldn't it? But I don't think that's never going to fly.
Well, how appropriate. It's a little airport joke there. Mm. There's such thing, right, as vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, right?
Yes.
Military technology, right? These are military. Would it be cheaper to just convert all planes, or certainly bring in new planes, that could take off vertically and land vertically instead of needing runways? Is that cheaper than building runways and knocking houses down?
No.
Oh.
Very expensive and uses up a lot of fuel, so that wouldn't be a very good idea.
Right, that's why I'm not in charge of this, clearly. I've got some another idea for you. So maybe to raise money, there's a runway, but like the M40 toll road, it's a toll runway. So pilots can then choose to use the toll runway. They have to pay to use it, in which case that pays for itself eventually, and they have to lean out of the window and put some money into the toll as they.
Well, they do already because they buy slots and the prime slots are more expensive than the cheaper what they call shoulder slots. That's already done.
And what's a shoulder slot?
Shoulder slot. A slot is one takeoff and one landing. And that is called a slot.
So it's the turnaround of the plane is included in that slot, as it were. So however long I'm with you. And this is why the cheaper budget airlines, presumably, are much further from the lounge than the other airlines, because you have to walk for like 25 minutes to get down to Ryanair. I say Ryanair is an airline, it's more like a sort of supermarket own brand tin full of hen weekends, but you get my gist. You have to walk right down to the other end, and that's why, is it?
Well, having said that, Ryanair is actually probably one of the most profitable airlines around, and they've got one of the youngest fleet in terms of aircraft. So they're actually doing very well indeed, even if it is a budget airline.
Yes.
They seem to have gone up market, and they're a bit more friendly, if you see what I mean.
Are they? No experience. But anyway, a couple of other just general questions that I've always wondered about, and I'm just wondering if you can throw any light on this. You know when you're coming to land and you take off, right? They always make you open the window blinds. Why?
It's a good idea. Well, if something untoward does happen, it's a very good idea to be able to see what's happening outside anyway. And also, it's quite neat for the next person coming to sit in your seat.
Oh, because they're very, very angry if you don't do it. And I just wondered if there was a reason that I didn't know. But if it's just sort of neatness, then.
But also, it's a safety precaution because you don't want that blind flapping about if something does go off.
Right. Okay, and is there any truth in the fact that the brace position is there to keep our body parts together should we hit the ground?
It is supposed to be the most the safest medical position, and that's why they ask you to do it.
I see,
but it's always a good idea to read that card on the back of the seat, which nobody ever does, and to watch the demonstration.
Nobody does, do they? You're absolutely right. Actually, no one. Everyone just sort of blasé takes it for granted.
It's silly, really, because they keep changing those cards, and so you won't have up-to-date information.
Keep us on our toes, I suppose. It's a pleasure talking to you, Julian. Thank you very much for shedding some light on those tricky questions there. I realise I was no help, but Julian at least was, so that's good. Now, if you've got an opinion on what you think should happen, should Gatwick and Heathrow's runways be joined up? Should they just use the M25 as a runway, thereby stopping... It doesn't work as a... It's basically a car park, as we know, especially that southern section around Leatherhead and all of that. So why not just turn that into a long runway that links Gatwick and Heathrow, as indeed the M25 does? You might have a thought. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk radio on
Twitter.
Start
your message with any word you'd like.
We'll take your reactions. It's just after 1:30. Victoria's here now with the news.
Talk Radio.
The Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, says expanding Heathrow Airport is the wrong decision for the whole country. While Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says he thinks the project is very likely to be stopped as it's undeliverable. Transport Secretary Chris Grayling has been outlining the case for a third runway in the Commons.
It delivers the greatest economic and strategic benefits to our economy. It strengthens connectivity for passengers right across the United Kingdom. It offers a major boost to freight operators. It can be delivered within carbon and air quality limits. And crucially, it comes with world-leading measures to limit the impacts on those living nearby.
British Airways is investigating after a plane from San Francisco to London had to make an emergency landing in Vancouver because people on board started feeling unwell. 22 members of staff and 2 passengers have been taken to hospital. The Australian Prime Minister says there will be a thorough investigation into the deaths of 4 people on a theme park ride. They were aged in their early 30s to early 40s and were killed as a large rubber ring carriage flipped over. A new possible sighting of missing RAF serviceman Corey McKeague has been reported to police. The 23-year-old vanished after a night out in Bury St Edmunds on the 24th of September. And Lindsay Lohan's stepmother is accused of assaulting a police officer in Florida. 33-year-old Kate Lohan was arrested on Sunday on charges of being drunk and kicking an officer. She told a local paper she was trying to protect herself. The weather, patchy rain across Wales and southern England. Elsewhere, largely dry and cloudy with some sunshine, highs of 13 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more in half an hour, and when that happens, the more in half an hour that Victoria refers to there is the more in half an hour that is today's headline hijack. Would you like to explain what that is, Victoria?
It's when people can make up a news story and then I will say it as fact in the 2 p.m. news bulletin.
That's right. Do you know why?
Because we are trying to fool the people who are at lunch.
That's correct. They're not listening to this bit, are they? They come back, switch the radio on, they hear you.
Yeah.
Don't they? They hear you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the news and they believe it.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah. And that's why we want a news line to go in there. The number, if you'd like to get involved in Headline Hijack, because you've got about 25 minutes to do so, is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word
you
like.
You didn't make me to finish.
Yeah.
Do you need to do the cost of...
Yeah, should we do that?
There's a new thing whereby we have to tell you how much your texts cost. Apparently, we have to tell you once an hour, for some reason, how much your text might cost should you text the station. It's only fair to tell you.
It's your standard network rate plus 25 pence.
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I just tweet it.
Yeah, so would I.
You can do an email for free on the website via an online form.
Can you?
Yep.
Didn't know that either. There's also Lonely Lunch, by the way, on the in the next 25 minutes. If you are lunching alone for whatever reason, you can get in touch. That's an email address, though. That's lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. It won't cost you anything. And we'll call you back.
You'll have to pay for the internet.
Well, admittedly, you need to
probably
be on the
you've probably already paid for that, though.
Yeah, and if you're at work, your boss has probably paid for it.
Yes.
And it might work, unlike the one here.
Yes.
Where the Wi-Fi takes 40 minutes to download, like a letter.
3-minute WAF.
Yeah. Which is a kind of audio file, by the way, in case you didn't know what that was. Anyway, should we...
Do you want to mention vegetables while you're at it?
Oh, yes.
Mm.
Vegetables, they're done. Right, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout... A stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No. It's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio. A lot of your reactions coming in for today's big story. Cornelius has got your reactions.
Where's Con?
Yes, that was my question. He should be here to do the reactions. This is where we do the reactions to the story, Cass.
I'm sure there's lots of reactions coming in, John.
Right.
On Twitter.
Oh, here he is.
So I was just discussing the bill.
What, the television cop programme?
Yeah, and LaRue with Owen from Talks, but I got distracted. I thought we were in an advert break.
Let's just edit this out when we. Okay. You know, okay. I'll do that. Can we do it again?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Marta, do you want to play a jingle of some kind just to pretend? Like, well, that's a good edit point then. When the show goes out on the air, we'll just cut back in at the sort of jingle. I don't mind which one. You can just use one of the rubbish ones. That doesn't really narrow it down, does it? One of the ones that. We'll get you talking. One of those, something like that. Just anything you like.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, that's fine. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. You listen to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Cornelius has got some of your reactions that have been coming in.
Lots coming in. John, why do we have to insist on runways? Why don't we just do what birds do and push the planes out of tall trees and literally force them to learn to fly or they die? John, if we want to reduce congestion on runways, why don't they simply spread the congestion charge to runways? Also, they should make Uber, but planes instead of cars.
Yeah, that's actually a very good idea. A lot of people suggesting that on the text this afternoon. If there was a plane version of Uber where you just wanted to get a plane, you just call it and it lands near you.
Yeah, it comes to you rather than you having to go to a runway.
Exactly, and that solves the problem of runways. Why the hell hasn't anyone thought of that? John, this whole Gatwick Heathrow battle between who's going to win the airport expansion race has been going on far too long and has been fought in and around the newspapers, in the adverts, as you rightly said. And why don't they just do it like the television and have it on TV reality show styles? So it's Britain, like Gatwick versus Heathrow, and then they have to come and do that in front of judges, like on reality. Britain's Got Airport Expansion, it would be called.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like a workable format.
He's also put Strictly Come Flying.
Yeah.
And that's as far as he's gone. Interesting. Keep your ideas...
Disappointing.
It is a bit. Keep your ideas coming in. That's a time thing. Keep your ideas coming in. 8722...
Start your message with the word talk.
Start your message with the word Right, we've explained headline hijack already. You know what it is. So here's some that have been coming in. The made-up news. The first winter crop field in Britain has produced the first ever purple strawberries, which, of course, ordinarily, up to now, wouldn't have been allowed to be sold under EU regulations. The fruit dubbed Brexberries.
You got a word wrong.
I did, yeah. Brexberries. Will be sold.
Are you all right?
Yep.
Can you not read? Yeah. Do you need me to teach you how to read?
Will be sold in local farm shops in Kent in jars with Nigel Farage's face on the labels. Brexberries. Brexberries, they're purple.
Ironically, the only word you got correct in that whole thing was the made-up word that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Do you want to do one?
No.
Okay.
I'm not an idiot.
Au contraire. Get your made-up news stories in. You've got 20 minutes to do so, and we'll meet a lonely luncher next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwoods Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwoods Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber streetwise. Visit cyberstreetwise.com.
At Wickes, there's buy one, get one free on all GU10 light bulbs, so you'll always have the right bulb right when you need it. Wickes, let's do it right. Excludes mix and match.
Racing on treats!
Sorry, kids. We're saving the treats for Mum and Dad this Halloween. When they buy the exciting Renault Capture or the equally adventurous Renault Kadjar from our award-winning crossover range, they'll now get an extra £750 towards their deposit with 3.99 APR representative until the 9th of November. Renault Finance, over 18, subject to status, participating dealers only. Registered by 31st of December. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays to the west of London caused by the closure of the A4. That's because of a spill. The London van in four towards the Chiswick roundabout is closed as well, and all surrounding routes are suffering. Norfolk's westbound A47 through Necton is still closed as repairs to a collapsed manhole continue. Early problems on the M42 through Warwickshire left northbound delay, junctions 8 to 9 near Coleshill. Stoke's Alder Road, the A53 in Hanley, still closed by an accident at the Cobridge lights, and South Yorkshire's northbound A1M queuing through North Ansell because of an accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
For me, it's the first thing on the shopping list. I don't know about you, but trying to get my kids to switch off the TV and sit down to supper is like trying to prise a bone away from a dog. Worse still, when I try and serve them some healthy veg, they look at me like I've cancelled Christmas. But when I serve them a delicious bowl of vegetable soup, they always want more. They're happy, and I'm happy, and that they're getting another one of their five a day. Win-win. Oh, and the soup... it has to be Heinz.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Ghoul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space. Until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash. The other one.
Okay, dumb Ash.
Oh, yeah.
Settle down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Yes, that much is clear, because it's the afternoons and you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm not entirely sure why we need to patronise you with production, but there it is anyway. Further patronisingly, I'm going to tell you that it's coming up to 1:45. You've got various things that will tell you that, not least your phone or your watch. Anyway, what you may not know, if you're new, is that it's time now to explain the news to you, because it's... well, the news...
Oh, no.
What?
I think you're going to... you're going to find out something about me now I'm really embarrassed about.
What have you done?
Just...
oh, God. The news is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
Oh, bless you. Come here. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's have a little hug. Come on. Come on. Here we go.
You're so difficult.
I know. I know. It's so complicated. I know.
I just can't get my head around.
Shush. Calm down. It's fine. Because we are here to help you.
You can?
Yes, we can. And we can do that by taking the day's big stories and explaining them through the medium of Japanese poetry. Because when you break the... yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
When you break the news down to its component parts, what you end up with, of course, is Jeff. It's a bit like when you live in London, so and these are countrywide, so it's not London centric, but there are posters and adverts for Jack Daniels.
Yes,
where they tell you about Lynchburg, don't they, in Tennessee, where the Jack Daniels is made. And what do? They filter it down, don't they? They filter something down, water or something, or whiskey or something, through like barrels of charcoal, don't they? And they end up with Jack Daniels.
Have Jack Daniels emailed you recently?
No.
You've mentioned them twice already.
No, but it is coming to Christmas, and I quite like their Christmassy one.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm just hoping for that. I genuinely haven't. But they're better now.
Yeah.
Anyway, they filters down, doesn't it?
Yes.
Through the chart. It's like that. We filter the news down through barrels of Japanese
poetry.
That's
what those barrels are.
That's what the barrels are in the office.
Yeah,
they're full of Japanese.
By Victoria's desk.
Yes, they're full of Japanese poetry. And when the news comes out the bottom, this is what you end up with. It's the news in haikus.
Sturgeon given franc, exchange over Brexit, but French use euros now.
It's quite clever. The news in haikus. You are listening to Talk Radio, and it is time to bang on the door of the Tupperware Hall of Despair.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
That's right. It's where we meet a lonely what lunch. Are you one of those? Not every day, it doesn't have to be every day, but in a particular day, on a particular place, are you lunching alone? We want to hear from you if you are. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is it? And the whole point of the exercise is for us to chit and chat our way through this bit of your lunchtime with you to make you feel fewer lonely. All you've got to do is tell us why you're lunching alone. Perhaps tell us what you're even having for lunch. And then, honestly, we can chit and chat about anything you like, as though it were an idle conversation with someone you don't know very well, which technically is what it is. And you will be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. You will be in receipt of a gift prize. Details of that coming shortly. Today, let us meet a lonely luncher. Now, I say someone we don't know very well, but I'm very pleased to say that we're welcoming back now, what I'm going to say, a semi-regular to the programme. Hello, Eve.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good, Eve. How are you?
I'm quite good. I'm a little bit ill today, but it's okay.
Sorry to hear that. Now let's, for those that have are new to the programme, you've been on twice before, once a long time ago, a couple of months ago maybe, I can't remember. But
it was 42 days ago, John.
I see that you've kept a note. that is frightening, Eve, for many reasons. Have you got a little chart where you've crossed it off?
Yeah, and I have, like, your picture on my calendar.
Okay, this is tough. Good. All right, Eve. You weirdo. Eve called him to Lonely Lunch. What was the first time? Have you got that in day form? When was the first time we spoke to you?
Oh, I don't, actually. It's too long ago. It's too painful to recall, you know.
Ah, we've missed you.
how was your holiday? Did you have a nice time?
Which one?
Oh my word, you're like teachers.
Yeah, as if. Yeah, I went to Rwanda to do a documentary about gorillas, Eve.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's a radio documentary. It's not been finished yet. Anyway, but Eve, the first time we met you, you phoned in and we learned about your neighbour's sex life.
Yes. His fear of hell, like his image of hell. That's what we learned about.
That's what we learned. Remind us, just to bring us up to speed, remind us of the first time that we learned about your neighbour.
Right, so his image of hell was Bernard making constant love to him.
That's right.
Or making love to him constantly, yeah.
So obviously we were all intrigued as to who Bernard was. I know you went to investigate. So last time we spoke, 42 days and my picture ago, you'd been round his house to try and get an insight into your neighbour's life, to find out who Bernard might be and whether or not the love making was constant, and thus he was in a private hell. And what did we learn last time?
So last time it was more, I couldn't get access to a couple of rooms, so I used to keep looking over like the fence into their garden, and they had a swing, like, so, which I thought, you know, as an aerodynamic commode or something, but it's not. I really don't know what that is. But then what else did we learn? Yeah, they just have that. And I went over recently trying to gain access again to those rooms, and I came across a book, which I'm always interested in, but this one in particular, because it was entitled How to Live with a Huge Penis.
Right, so so this is, I mean, that sounds like a bestseller on Amazon straight away, doesn't it?
It's definitely not a bestseller. I looked into it.
Oh, of course you did.
Not a bestseller.
I mean, I've got a copy.
Right, of course.
So
I wrote it.
So is it... So Bernard lives...
I think that book is maybe a Christmas gift for Bernard. I think maybe that's what that is.
I mean, this is for regular listeners, this is a treat. But other people coming in now are just going, what the hell's going on? So let's back up a little bit. Eve, you're calling us from where?
Oh, Dublin, Ireland.
That's right. So we know that. Right, so that's all good. And you are often lunch alone, and when you do, you call us up. That's good. We like that. Yes. We like the regularity of it now. And this is the third time, so we are proper friends now.
Good.
But what we love is the updates on your neighbour who is lives in fear of being constantly made love to by Bernard, whoever Bernard is. But now we see this book has appeared in the house. So, right. So, I mean, at some point it's going to have to, and pardon the expression, come to a head. Right. And you're going to have to...
One would hope.
You're going to have to face this, head on, right, and ask who Bernard is.
Yes. Now, I'm not sure... Okay, so... I was going to a couple of days ago, and I looked out my window, kind of to the front of the house, and I saw my neighbour out on the street wearing a very kind of beautiful floral apron.
Yes.
And just to remind everyone again, this man is in like his mid to late 60s.
Yes, that's important.
Very nice,
detail, important detail.
Human,
friendly, lovely human being, lovely, friendly man. Yes,
but very friendly.
But he's got a Bernard side. Yes.
I think yes, because and like everything, I'm looking back at everything he seems to do. Like it has, you can be interpreted it in a very nice way, or there's potentially quite sinister, ominous undertones. I think because he was wearing this floral apron, which is very nice, as if he had been baking or something. But then he had, you know, those black industrial-looking gloves.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Well, they kind of scream, I've just murdered someone. Like, that's what they kind of... But he was wearing those with the apron and cleaning out his, like, large bin. Like, the black bin.
Like the wheelie bin?
Yeah, the wheelie bin. Yeah, like the one that you can put anything into, not the recyclable one.
Yes. Did you see in the bin?
I didn't. I was a bit frightened. I didn't go out to talk to him. But I did ask a couple of weeks ago.
Go on.
I did ask about... I was talking to him and I said, oh, how's Bernard doing? And he looked very perplexed and as if he had like been ambushed or something, you know? So, which makes me... I'm not sure if like Bernard... Maybe Bernard is like his inner self or something, or like his dark side, and he feels... like, that is not deserving of being made love to or something. I'm really not sure. Or is Bernard an actual person?
Well, it's an interesting psychological... Look, your next task is to delve deeper into this. Because it could be like... Have you ever seen the film Fight Club or read the book Fight Club?
Yes.
Right, so it's a bit like that, isn't it? It's like alter ego... Oh, spoiler. Anyway, it's not like alter ego. It's like just him, but he's got a Bernard there. For the purposes of lovemaking or whatever it might be. Or maybe you have stumbled upon, maybe he's, I'm thinking back to the evidence of the book that you found, maybe, given the gloves and the apron, he's, because some serial killers do this, maybe he's cut off Bernard's, big Bernard, and put it in the bin.
Or he's cut it off and he misinterpreted the title of the book and he thinks that, like, you just carry around a huge, and he's wondering like how to do that, and how to live with that.
Yeah,
so as an accessory.
So it's sort of in his pocket.
Yeah, like just like where he should use it, and you know where he should kind of bring it out.
I mean, I do like your train of thought, Eve. I like that you thought this through. But I think your next task is definitely to go in and if you pardon the expression again, expand on the situation to discover. Because, you know, that's an interesting book. We now learn more about Bernard than Bernard's friend, but we know more than we did before. Eve, we welcome your updates, your regular updates. We thank you for that. So, why are you lunching alone today?
Oh, well, just because I think I'm just not feeling very well. So
I'm not surprised, given what you've learned. It's probably the smell from the drains.
Also, I had the most embarrassing exchange of words with actually the same neighbour just this morning, because I was going to get like drugs in the drugstore just to self-medicate and make things better.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you don't look very well, which is not a nice thing to tell somebody. But I was like, yeah, I feel quite ill or whatever. And I said, I'm just going to get tablets. And then we started talking about what I thought was like the NutriBullet. I was like, oh, I just need to like use my bullet to, you know, make myself feel better or whatever.
Oh.
And I think he...
Yes.
So it led for a very, very different conversation.
Oh, my God.
He did... Yeah, I know. It was very embarrassing. It was like, he did look at me quite strangely when I said how good at juicing it is and how good it is for you. very embarrassing.
Yeah, so well, I can see... You're the best caller we ever have, Eve. Yeah, just say the wrong thing to your neighbour all the time.
It was just different trains of thought all the time.
When you were last on, Eve, did we offer the gift prizes, or was that a new thing?
Oh, my word, you didn't.
Ah, now your lucky's in. Quickly, start the prize music.
Oh, I already know what I want.
Oh.
That's good.
Well, that's fine. What do you want?
That's fine.
Your book, John.
Ah, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, out now in all good bookshops and at Amazon, you mean, that one?
Definitely.
It's got my picture on it. You can look at it, Eve.
Oh, fantastic.
You can look at it while you're juicing your bullet. Which is a NutriBullet, which makes a smoothie.
Yes, it does.
Great.
It makes very good smoothies.
Okay, I'm sure. Eve, thank you very much indeed. A pleasure to talk to you, of course. Do call again.
You too, John.
Do call again.
Of course.
Good. That is Eve, who is in the Lonely Lunch Club for the third time. But we welcome
it's a
the
record.
Updates. Yeah, it's possible to do. If it's a good story, we'll keep taking the stories. And she gets a copy of my book, so that's fun. Or not. Right, so next then, which... Headline Hijack, of course, on the way. Work Experience Punditry, as we review new music with our work experience that we don't have to pay. Who's winning Headline Hijack? Who's got the main abuse for
It is Tom.
And where's Tom from?
Tom is from Croydon.
Tom in Croydon, congratulations. You are victorious in Victoria's News. It's Headline Hijack next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted and registered between the 13th of October and the 24th of November 2016. Subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post for credit. Excludes Car Plus, Fiesta Studio and Style, Focus RS and Mustang models.
Do you take credit cards, she says?
Yeah.
Like I've got a card machine in my toolbox?
No one pays cash these days. I use a PayPal Here card reader. Fits in my pocket. I take cards, even contactless. With no monthly fees, job done.
Get paid by card or contactless wherever you do business with the PayPal Here card reader. Just $47.99 until October 31st. Order yours now at paypal.co.uk/here.
Right, you're around then.
Sorry, pal, not carrying cash.
Subject to application approval, terms and transaction fees apply. Oh, is this your glass? Can I have a sip?
Sure.
Oh, Coke. Are you not drinking Coca-Cola Zero Sugar anymore?
Check for yourself.
It is Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. No way. New Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Tastes more like Coke. Try it.
just the feeling.
Hmm, what do you think? The red or the blue?
I really like the blue. It sets off your eyes really nicely.
Yeah, I don't know. The red one just feels a bit more exciting. Oh, can't decide.
Well, they are both lovely helicopters.
Nicer problems to have. It's a EuroMillions Mega Week. On Tuesday, there's 5 guaranteed UK millionaires, and on Friday, 25 millionaires in the European Millionaire Maker. Rules and procedures apply. Available at nationallottery.co.uk. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. Hello, it is Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Heathrow to be expanded, ill crew force flight diversion, and Jamie Murray gets an OBE.
Talk Radio.
After decades of discussions, a third runway at Heathrow has been given the go-ahead. There's already been some political fallout with Conservative MP Zach Goldsmith announcing he'll resign, while London's mayor has called it the wrong decision for London and the whole of Britain. Speaking in the Commons, Shadow Transport Secretary Andy McDonald welcomed the decision but says he's keen to look ahead following delays.
We can't bring back the time ministers have already wasted, so over the coming months it's vital there's proper engagement and full and fair consultation with all the interested parties so we can secure an outcome that stands the test of time.
The government says plans include legally binding noise targets and encouraging quieter planes, but Greenpeace has criticised the decision. Rebecca Newsom is from the charity.
We know the facts that this new runway is going to be pumping out the same amount of carbon as some countries are pumping out. It really does make quite a mockery of our climate change commitments.
British Airways says a plane travelling from San Francisco to London diverted to Vancouver after members of crew reported feeling ill. The airline says the 22 crew members and about 2 passengers have been taken to hospital for medical checks. Ambulance crews in Queensland say a malfunction on a theme park ride killed 4 people. 2 of the victims were thrown from a water raft, while 2 others were caught inside the ride at Dreamworld on Australia's Gold Coast. The popularity of online shopping is being blamed for the closure of 15 high street shops a day. More than 2,600 stores closed during the first half of this year. And tennis star Jamie Murray says he never expected to get an OBE. Andy Murray's older brother received the honour from the Queen for services to his sport and charity.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Patchy rain across Wales and southern England. Elsewhere largely dry and cloudy with some sunny spells. Highs of 13 degrees.
There's more in half an hour.
I don't say that at top of the hour.
No, I was saying it there.
Yeah, okay.
Because there is more in half an hour, because today is bonus news in half an hour.
There's always bonus news.
I know there is, and today, though, vegetable news.
Yeah.
So Victoria has to do extra bonus news at 2:30 every day, because her news bulletins are shorter than they used to be. So to make the time up, bonus news. She does showbiz on Sam Delaney's programme. Mm. But here, we have no truck with that. We want animal news, vegetable news and mineral news, because that covers everything. Today, vegetable news.
Yep.
In half an hour.
Yep.
With Victoria.
Yep.
If she's not too busy eating chips.
Yep.
Okay.
I've already eaten all the chips I'm going to eat today, FYI.
Okay.
How are they?
They were really good. I like them because they're curly fries, and then I put chilli sauce and mayo on.
That's what I do.
Yeah, it's a good mix.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. Have you finished?
Yeah.
Great.
Good. I mean, I could talk about chips
good,
a bit
good,
more.
Good chat.
They're made out of potatoes.
Good chat, everybody.
How do you reckon they get them curly?
Yeah.
Martin, I'm not entirely sure.
Just fade them out and play the sport. Just fade them out.
And
just fade the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. With reports that Wayne Rooney could be on his way out of Old Trafford, Talk Sport have been told the captain for club and country's career won't end after Manchester United. It's reported Jose Mourinho has told his skipper he'll need to leave if he wants regular games, with Rooney dropped to the bench. Former United coach Rene Meulensteen told Talk Sport Rooney still has plenty to offer.
Obviously, Wayne is in and around the 30-year bracket. You know, he's still got a few good years to go. So I'm sure that he will probably enjoy more if he says, now, OK, if I can't play for Manchester United, then I'm going to go somewhere else as long as I'm playing.
Meanwhile, Jose Mourinho could discover today whether he'll face an FA charge following comments about referee Anthony Taylor prior to the goalless draw at Liverpool. As for Jurgen Klopp's side, they face Tottenham at Anfield in tonight's EFL Cup fourth round tie. Among the other games this evening, Arsenal are at home to Sky Bet Championship Reading. Finally, tennis. Kyle Edmonds withdrawn from the Vienna Open. He forfeited his first round match with David Ferrer. rare with a hip injury. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
And finally, the government's announced the number of people signing up to the armies at an all-time high, with three people joining every hour. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has issued a statement saying he's considering a number of conflicts to get involved in, as it would be a waste not to.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the news. Ben, with the pre-recorded sport. Victoria back in half an hour with vegetable news.
Yep.
Chips aren't vegetables.
No.
Right. You're listening.
They sort of are.
No, they're not.
Potato.
Oh, there they are. All right. Yeah, but you wouldn't say, you'd say I want chips and vegetables. You wouldn't, if you had an order of vegetables, you wouldn't have a potato, would you?
I don't know.
Well, you wouldn't. If you said a side order of vegetables with my chips, you wouldn't get chips.
Yeah, but you can't strictly say that they're not a vegetable.
I'm saying how it is. You can't say, I'd like fish and chips, please. Would you like vegetables with that? Yes, they're already vegetables. There's chips.
Sounds like we've got a Twitter poll on our hands.
Oh, ho, ho. This puts us up there with the big boys of radio. Come on. What is it?
Are chips a vegetable?
Are chips a vegetable? In chip form. Get in touch. It's the big issues. Set it up as a Twitter poll. Someone who knows how to do that. Let's do it. Text us now, 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's already on Twitter. This is
start
great.
Start your message with the word yes or no.
It's what the other stations do, and they're more successful than us. Right, fine. Let's crack on. Marta's going to press a button, and then we'll do work experience punditry.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Cass has just told me that a potato is a tuba in my ear. She's stupid. She's stupid because that's a musical instrument. Everyone knows that. Right. shall we review some new music?
Yeah.
Okay, let's review some new music. It's Work Experience Punditry. Today's work experience punditry is music reviewing, and it comes courtesy of a brand new work experience punditry music reviewer whose name is
Hanil.
Thank you. There was some confusion earlier, you see, because Cornelius said, I said, who's doing it? And he went, I'm not sure how to say it.
So that's Hanil. When you asked me earlier on the radio, it was the first time I ever had to say it aloud.
Yeah.
It causes problems, yeah.
Hanil.
It's a bit like, you know the name Neil?
Yes.
Are you familiar with that? It's like if you laugh at something and then say Neil. That's it, yeah. And you've got it.
Quite easy to remember then, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Just think of something funny and then you'll think of Neil.
Neil. Like that.
That's it. That's exactly it, yeah.
Very good. All right, so work experience punditry.
Yeah.
Neil.
Thank you.
Works like this, as I'm sure you know. It's where we road test the next generation of critics, pundits and broadcasters by getting them to review things, crucially, but for free, because it's work experience.
So we
don't have to pay you. So just give us a little bit of your background, because you are new to the show.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, if you're good at it, you can come back.
Oh, that's good.
So that's good.
No pressure. That's
sort of how it works.
This is good, because I've had job interviews before,
yes,
but none of them have ever been broadcast to the whole country. So that's good.
Yeah, neither's this, because only 8 people listen, but...
Oh, that's good. One of them's my dad, so, you know, he'll tell me how it went.
I'm sure he'll be very honest with you, yeah. Is he got a silly name as well?
No.
Okay.
He's just called Andrew.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Yeah,
well,
it doesn't work
how
quite
I
well.
Like to think of it is the word and, and then Rue.
That's
the
good.
Other work experience.
Yeah, Rue is a work experience.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay, you haven't really brought anything to this conversation, Cornelia.
No,
so what we're going to do is move on and welcome you formally to the show, Hanil.
Thank you, yeah.
It's very good to have you on. You're doing music for us.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, where are we going to start?
We're going to start with Angel Olsen, who, I don't know if you've heard of her.
I've heard the name, but I don't think I'd necessarily heard the music.
Okay, she's got a new album out called My Woman, and we're going to hear a bit of a song called Not Gonna Kill You from that album.
All right, here we go.
There we go.
What is it that's not going to kill you? Does she specify that?
Yeah, she does actually, yeah. This is her second album, as I said, and in her first album, one of the like lyrical themes that seems to keep coming up is she keeps referring to like a male, a love interest or something, not opening the windows and letting light in. That seems to be sort of a constant theme of hers.
Oh, I see.
So in this, she's brought up again, and this time she's saying that opening the windows is not going to kill this person.
Right.
Which is true, I believe.
Yes. Well, unless, of course, in the event of nuclear fallout, in which case the advice is to keep the windows closed.
She didn't think of that.
Or a burning tyre factory next door.
Yeah, yeah.
Where there are fumes that could come in if the windows were open, so...
Yeah, it's...
I hope she clarifies this.
She does later on in the album.
That's what does. As long as her safety regulations are in place.
It's a very dry album. It really is actually, that's the first song, and then the remaining nine tracks are just lists of qualifiers for what she says in the first song.
Yeah.
Which is good, because it could be clear.
It is, because you don't want someone listening to that album just coming at it, like someone listening to this today.
Yeah.
With, I quite like that, and then they just follow the advice of that.
Open all windows.
And then been living next door to a burning tyre factory that's had a nuclear bomb dropped on it.
Yeah.
Thereby doubling the danger. Mm. And then would, die in their sleep because of the fumes. And it would be her fault.
It would. Well, it's like the terms and conditions. She's got to cover herself from a legal point of view.
Yeah.
Not a lot of musicians think of that, I think. That's where they fall down, I think. That's where... people get sued and all this sort of thing.
Yeah. Jake Bugg famously said he'd seen it all, didn't he?
Well, that's just clearly can't possibly be true.
Exactly. And then once you come down to looking at the evidence, right, Jake Bugg, he's what, about 19 or 20, I think, probably. And he certainly hasn't seen it all.
No.
I'm prepared to accept that Jake Bugg has seen a lot, but it's not it all, is it?
I wonder if he's seen someone listen to Angel Olsen's Not Gonna Kill You, open the window, fall asleep, and then asphyxiate on tyre fumes coming in through the window. I wonder if he's seen that. I doubt it.
I don't think he has.
No.
So you're absolutely right. These pop stars, certainly the younger ones who don't really know, do have to provide these caveats in their music.
Well, you see, she's not as young as Jake Bugg. She's 29. So she's smart. She's
been around
experience.
A bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it. I like her first album. I sort of found her on NPR's Tiny Desk Concerts. I don't know if you've seen those on YouTube.
Okay, no, to familiarise us with it.
It's like a series of concerts. They get musicians in, not like really big musicians, sort of like lo-fi indie musicians a lot of time. And they basically have their office desk inside the NPR office space, and they just sit behind the desk and play a concert there. And there's sort of 10 or 15 people.
Okay, good, like that.
So it's quite a good format. She played that. They're on YouTube. They've got some really good videos. She played that before her first album came out a couple of years ago, which was called Burn Your Fire for No Witness.
Again?
Yeah, exactly. Obsessed with this. In fact, it's almost like the first album was like a warning.
Yeah.
Just in case.
So she's an arsonist. Well, with no witnesses.
I don't know so much that she's an arsonist. It's more that she's just really, really being very careful about protecting herself legally from other arsonists.
Yes.
I think it's more
that. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. It's almost, in fact, actually, as if this song, Not Gonna Kill You, she's actually set it up with an album beforehand to cover her tracks even more thoroughly. It's quite remarkable, really. No one's ever done this before. I
have her down as evil. That's premeditated and it's plotting.
Yeah. And it means that when she gets to court, when someone finally picks her up on this, it'll be airtight, her case.
She will.
Yeah.
I'd like her windows if they were closed.
Exactly, yeah. Anyway. It's frightening, really.
Angel Olsen, then. So, 29, second album.
Yeah.
It did sound a bit lo-fi indie, that. Is it indicative of the whole album, musically speaking? Is that her style?
It's not as lo-fi indie as the first album, which was, like, very lo-fi indie.
Yeah.
And this album, she's really sort of diversified her sound. So she's got, like, a couple of songs that have synths on them, which is a bit less lo-fi indie than her first album.
It is a little, isn't it? A bit bold, yeah.
Her first album was a bit like a Leonard Cohen album, but with yodeling. She does a lot of like yodeling.
Not sure that's selling it to me, if I'm honest.
No, I mean, it's an acquired taste. But the second album doesn't really have much yodeling on it. Much less, in fact, than the first album. And this one's quite rocky, so she's sort of taken a bit more of a rock turn.
Mm.
I mean, I think this one, it's almost, when she hits that top note, it's almost getting a bit Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant, when he really sort of lets rip, I think.
Interesting.
Did you like it?
I didn't. I mean, I thought.
No.
No, I didn't dislike it. I thought I might.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as bad as I thought it might be.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you, a lot of people who come in to review the music here seem to bring things that they know would deliberately wind me up.
Right, yeah.
That's kind of become a thing. And I didn't know whether you were playing that game. But I didn't have high hopes, if I'm honest.
Well,
but actually, it was all right.
What's a band that you really like, and what's a band that you really don't like? Because then I could sort of, if I do come back on.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Earlier on, I took the opportunity, grasped it with both hands, Chanel, to play Bon Jovi's first ever single.
Right, and that because you like that one.
I do like it. Yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Whereas, well, yeah. You know, I don't like Sting.
Oh, I don't like Sting either.
Ah,
interesting.
Now we've bonded.
Yeah, we might,
he's got
yeah.
a new single out, hasn't he?
I really try and just avoid
dreadful.
All Sting news. Yeah, yeah, I imagine it is. Yeah,
he's like a charisma dementor.
He is. Yeah, yeah. It's incredible. Mm. All right. Well, so you kind of ish.
Yeah. All right. I'll go with that. Where are we going next?
Okay. Now we're going to go to something a bit different. This is Saint Motel, and the song is "Move," and it's from their upcoming album Saint Motel Television.
Actually, I like that.
Oh yeah, cool.
Yeah,
it's got a bit of bit of groove to it. You can really dance to that.
It's got
one.
A hook.
Yeah, yeah, much more so than the other one.
Yeah,
yeah. So this is by a band called Saint Motel. They're a 4-piece indie pop group from LA, and yeah, they've got again their second album is about to come out called Saint Motel Television. Their first one was called Voyeur, and this track is on the FIFA 17 soundtrack. I don't know if you're much of a gamer.
I am.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I thought, because I like Saint Motel's other first single from their first album. I thought I recognised this song from somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it will add something.
I don't know that. But I liked the tune.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
You know.
And it's a pretty good move for them, because getting onto the FIFA 17 sold 1.1 million units in the UK in the first week. And the next song, or in a couple of songs, I'm going to play a Solange Knowles song, you know, Beyonce's sister, and she's got an album that's at number one in the US at the moment.
Yeah,
and that sold 72,000 in the first week. So to get a number one album in the US, you don't even have to sell 100,000 in a week. But this song has essentially sold 1 million in the first week, because it's on a game. So it's like a really, really good breakthrough.
But that's like
for this small band,
a good way in now for bands, isn't it?
Because
the distributor. What's the word I'm looking for?
Distributor.
Thank you. It wasn't even that. But anyway, the way that platforms are distributed now is that there are certain ways into the industry, and getting onto a game like that that's already a popular franchise is always going to be a way in. And you've seen it before with things like Grand Theft Auto, haven't we, where rock bands have been on these things. So it's a way of reaching an audience, isn't it?
Yeah, and they seem to have cracked that market, because they also had a song on the FIFA 15 soundtrack and the Pro Evolution Soccer 2016 soundtrack.
Yeah.
So that seems to be their market, which is,
also,
they've broken that.
They've got a song in an advert at the moment.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
I think it's for Now TV. It's the one that goes and they're all miming with saxophones.
I haven't seen that one, I'm afraid.
It's really big. You'd recognise it.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll
well, that's them as well.
The ads.
Thanks very much. Right. So, well, we like that, don't we? That's good.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's got a bit of Uptown Funk about it, I think, with the horns.
That was a big, good song. Right. We're gonna go to Traffic and Travel. So you're taking us down the route of Beyonce's sibling next.
Via Toy from Brighton. That's where we're going first.
All right. We're in Work Experience Punditry. That's Neil, who's with us reviewing music here on Talk Radio. We'll do some more next.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio, in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent, or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Right, sharpen knives, slice bacon, remind Mrs. Jones to collect her sausages, again. Pay the locksmith, update website, speak to Josh about being late, again. Ah, and find an hour to talk to the bank about their business tariffs.
HSBC's best tariff promise ensures you're on our best standard tariff every year, so you're free to get on with running your business. Another big little thing from HSBC. Search HSBC Business Bank for more details.
For businesses up to £2 million turnover on a small business or electronic banking tariff business current account. Promise based on annual review of your last 12 months account activity. T's and C's apply. See website.
eBay has all the new gifts you need for him this Christmas.
I think it's about time I started taking better care of myself.
Philips juicers.
I think I'm going to get rid of this beard.
Electric shavers.
Then I'll try and lose a few pounds.
Trainers.
Maybe buy myself a sleek new sports car.
Books on coping with the midlife crisis. Discover a fantastic range of new gifts for him this Christmas on eBay. The ultimate gifts for the man who wants to get shipshape shop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
A major incident on the A4 in the Chiswick area of London keeps the London-bound M4 closed, approaching the Chiswick roundabout with long delays as a result of all those restrictions. Through Necton in Norfolk, there's restrictions on the westbound A47 for the repairs of a collapsed manhole, although that route has partially reopened. A breakdown on the northbound M5 through Worcestershire, making things quite heavy near Worcester, junction 7 to 6. And South Yorkshire's northbound A1 is still incredibly heavy. This is after a vehicle broke down near to Scarborough. The vehicle's been recovered, but the queues remain. I'm Jarena Adams.
Did you know your disability allowance can get you from here to here via here? Just pop down to your local Ford dealer during our mobility open days between the 2nd and the 5th of November 2016 to explore your options with one of our mobility specialists. And you could soon be going places.
The world's mine oyster!
Exactly. Get around the problem of getting around with Ford Mobility. Go to ford.co.uk/mobility open days to find out more. Ford Mobility Open Days are available at participating dealers to customers eligible to receive the higher rate disability living allowance or enhanced personal independence payment.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Yes, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Hanil, you heard there that slogan. Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you realise, but the problem that has arisen is that people's DABs aren't, the screen on the front isn't big enough.
Right.
To have the whole slogan.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So we are the most threatening radio station in the country with our slogan, Talk Radio, we'll get you.
Well, that might work out quite nicely for you.
I know, we need a gimmick.
Yeah.
I haven't got anything else.
No, you have one.
I haven't got a budget, so we might as well go for a gimmick. Just threaten people. Anyway, we are with Hanil. He's reviewing new music for us in Work Experience Punditry. Neil.
This is my theme tune.
I've decided it is.
Oh, that's great.
You have to share it with everyone else, but it is there. So, we're doing music today with Hanil. It's his first crack at it. I think the general consensus is pretty good, actually.
Oh, that's good.
I think you're doing
thank you.
For a work experience. It's just going well, isn't it?
Getting a lot of phone calls in, are you?
Yeah.
A lot of Twitters.
Yeah, it's lighting up.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So we've already talked about Angel Olsen, who's not going to kill us, and Saint Motel and Move. And where are we going next? Is it Toy?
Yeah, Toy from Brighton.
Okay.
That's where we're going now. And the song is I'm Still Believing.
All right, let's have a listen to it before we talk about it. And that's Toy there from Brighton. That's new from them. It's called I'm Still Believing. So, Hanil, what do you make of it?
To my ears, it sounds very much sort of like early 90s, sort of pre-Britpop stuff, like suede, pulp. And it reminds me a bit of Kinky Afro by Happy Mondays.
Okay.
And this is sort of combined with the music video that they put on YouTube, which is sort of super lo-fi. It looks like it's been recorded on like an old VHS cassette. And it's in the sort of, you know, it's... got a square resolution rather than like letterbox, you know, it's not widescreen or anything. So they've really gone for this kind of early 90s aesthetic. And I think they've sort of pulled it off quite well. I heard this on the radio a couple of days ago, and I thought it was an old song, and it's not. It's a new single. So they seem to have sort of pulled it off quite well.
Yeah.
The new album, I think, has come out like today or the last couple of days. It's being streamed online. Which is their third album. They've got the first album was called Toy, and their second album was called Join the Dots. Haven't listened to the rest of their album, but maybe it's the same kind of thing. I mean, what do you think? Do you like it?
I didn't mind it, I have to say. I mean, if we're putting things in an order, I preferred Saint Motel.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
On first listen, I have to say. But I'm aware of Toy. And you're right, their vibe is a very sort of that old school sort of sound. But I wonder whether that's a bit too hip for its own good. Or not. I don't know. I can't decide whether or not I think it's just, oh yeah, let's just shoot it in letterbox, in that, and then make it look like it's shot on VHS and all this kind of stuff, which is sort of gimmicky, I suppose. But
yeah, it is a bit, and it's like they've pulled it off so successfully. Like, it's such an accurate recreation of what something might have looked like from the early 90s that it almost seems kind of strange, because it's not sort of, it doesn't seem to be making a comment on it, or it's not sort of inspired by it. It just looks
it
like
just
it.
Looks like it.
Yeah, it just looks like you found an old VHS from sort of 25 years ago and thought, oh.
You
know,
but you can hear a lot of influences, I guess, in their sound, as you rightly said. You've got a bit of, I guess, a bit of suede in there, I suppose. I mean, it's at a time when lots of indie bands sound very similar indeed.
Yeah.
And albums. I mean, nowadays, at the risk of sounding as old man, which I am, but at the risk of it, when you hear an album, you go, okay, I really like that. I like that single. I like that track from, I don't know, Bastille.
Right. Yeah.
And then you put the album on, and it's just so samey after like three tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't be bothered. There's no variety in it.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that album, but it sounds like that's their sound, and they're going to bloody well stick to it.
Yeah. No, yeah. Maybe. I mean, we'll have to see what the album's like. Maybe. This is a complete, sort of, it's like a distraction, and the rest of the album is extremely diverse and new, maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows? Well, one of us will have to listen to it, and then we'll be able to comment.
That's you.
Yeah.
Good.
Did you prefer it to the Angel Olsen?
Yes. I think I did. I think I did.
Right.
But St. Motel's still in the front running.
Still in the front. Okay, well, we're going to take a complete change in direction now.
Go on.
To Solange Knowles, Beyoncé's young sister. And this is a song, Don't Touch My Hair, with a little bit of a lead-in from the previous track called Tina Taught Me. And the album is a latest album, A Seat at the Table.
All right, here we go.
Well, all we've ever been taught is white history. So why are you mad at that? Why does that make you angry? That is to suppress me and to make me not be proud.
Don't touch my hair. When it's the feelings I wear. Don't touch my soul.
Well,
there it is.
I mean, that's rubbish, isn't it?
Do you think so? Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think it's rubbish?
Just rubbish.
Just because it is.
Because it is.
It's so obvious.
It's got no redeeming qualities whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's interesting.
Why doesn't she want us to touch her hair?
I think that the whole album is about the position of like race in the States.
Yeah.
And it's making a comment about that. You know, about having like thick Afro hair.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. So the whole album's sort of it's all about that. It's like a sort of personal exploration,
which is admirable.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
But didn't she beat up a man in a lift?
She did. Yeah, she beat up Jay-Z in a lift once. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I'm not sure what that was about exactly.
It was something to do with someone's hair, wasn't it?
No,
what was that to do with someone's?
They just said it was just a family disagreement.
Yeah, but what was the song about the hair? Is that her?
What was it?
No, whose hair was it?
So Beyoncé had a lyric on her album Lemonade, Becky with the good hair.
That's
which
right.
Was an allegation. Well, she was suggesting that Jay-Z had cheated on her.
Yeah. And now
we're not sure whether those two things are linked, though, are we?
I'm going to say they are.
Well,
so now Schlong is whatever her name is.
Schlong.
Yeah. Is banging on about hair. I don't know. What's with the hair thing? I don't
think it's connected, to be honest.
It might be.
It might not be.
Because we didn't think that Beyoncé's Lemonade was connected, but Milk Lemonade.
That album was just about was just about drinks, wasn't it? I thought that was just a beverage appreciation album.
I don't know. It's confusing, isn't it, the music industry?
It is. It's very confusing.
Do you like it?
I was surprised, actually. I did quite like that album, because I thought, I don't really like Beyoncé very much, and I hadn't heard any of Solange's music before. Mm. So the new album came out, listened to it, and I was actually quite surprised that I did like it. And the reason I just played Like the end of one track into another was just to demonstrate. The album's 51 minutes long, and it just sort of moves smoothly from one track to another. There's like no breaks between the tracks,
right?
Which is quite a nice feature. And some of them include these interviews with their parents. So that was their mum speaking at the beginning.
Oh, all right.
And yeah, I was surprised. I was pleasantly surprised. I did enjoy. I listened to it a few times, and yeah, maybe I'm a Solange Knowles fan now.
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe that's what you've become.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
If nothing else, that's what this half an hour of radio has created.
Yeah, yeah, it's a new me.
Yeah,
yeah, which is exciting.
Whereas I'm going to check out more Saint Motel.
Yeah,
that's
well,
what
that's
I'm taking
good.
From this.
Yeah.
Overall score for all of them out of 10, all of them together.
All of if I had to add up all the tracks together and then sort of blend them through,
more or less,
I'd say 7. If we're doing sort of like a Steve on that round table, 7.389.
Not bad.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
bad.
Which is all right. You know, much better than average. Yeah.
Neil, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Will you come back?
Yeah, I would like to, yeah.
Okay,
I'd have a lot of fun.
Let's do that.
Great.
Let's do that.
Thank you.
Let's do that. We're getting back.
I'll get on it.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks good. Thanks very much for coming in.
Cheers.
Good. Go away. Right. So that was Work Experience Punditry today. Hanil. Doing music, of course. Now, in the next half an hour of the programme, we might have a special guest for you. We're just trying to sort that out. We may not. Who knows? We do have a guest later, though. It's the director of the new film, Doctor Strange, Scott Derrickson. He'll be in with us, of course. We've got the big debate at 3 o'clock. And the diversity pay-per-view today comes from Kyle. All of those things coming up before the end of this programme. It's just gone 2:30. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Labour's criticised the Tories for dithering over airport capacity in the UK after the government finally approved a third runway at Heathrow. The decision has angered green groups and some London councils who plan to lodge legal challenges. Some Conservative MPs who have constituencies near the airport are also upset, with Zach Goldsmith said to be prepared to resign in protest.
The complexities, the costs, the legal complications mean that this project is almost certainly not going to be delivered. I believe this will be a millstone around this government's neck for many, many years to come. Constant source of delay, constant sort of source of anger and betrayal.
Other opponents include Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, who reckons another runway at Heathrow is undeliverable. British Airways has apologised after a plane heading to London had to be diverted because members of cabin crew felt ill. The flight from San Francisco touched down at Vancouver and passengers were put up in hotels. A theme park in Australia says it's working as quickly as possible to examine what caused a rider crash, killing 4 people. 2 of the victims were thrown from a water raft at Dreamworld in Queensland. More than £4 million worth of cocaine has been found in a metal tube on a beach in Ireland. 25 kilos of the drug's been discovered on the shore in County Clare. And the Duke of Cambridge will make an official visit to Vietnam next month for a conference on the illegal wildlife trade. Prince William will spend 2 days there, encouraging people to stop using things like rhino horn. The weather, patchy rain across Wales and southern England. Elsewhere, largely dry and cloudy with some sunny spells. Highs of 13 degrees. It's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria. Now, you've got bonus news.
Yes.
Yes, but I think we might be doing it at 3:30.
Are
right?
we doing it at 3:30?
I don't know.
Well, I was Cass told me that you were going to tell me what was happening.
I don't know what's happening.
Oh. Does Cass know?
Let's find out what... Cass! That's podcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
I don't have to answer if you're going to be like that.
Is a special guest coming in or is a
special... Well, I don't know because I sent Con out to
go
deal
with
it.
Oh, well, that's a waste of everyone's time.
And then he just stood talking to the Work Experience chat.
All right.
Shall I do the vegetable news now?
Well, yeah, you might as well do it now because this is Con's failure now. He's earning this.
Well, yeah, okay.
It's bonus news. It's vegetable news.
Vegetable news. Talk Radio are unable to bring you vegetable sound effects as vegetables, as a rule, do not make sounds.
Well,
in the spirit of light entertainment, here is a pak choi being banged on the desk.
Did you like that? Where's the
I like that you spend... Oh, you wanted to listen to that in all its glory. I like that you spend more of your time making those than you do preparing your actual news.
They're quite fun.
Yeah.
What about the background noise?
Well, let me hear it again. Let's hear that again.
Okay. It's,
Vegetable news.
Yes.
Talk Radio are unable to bring you vegetable sound effects as vegetables, as a rule, do not make sounds. In the spirit of light entertainment, here is a pak choi being banged on the desk.
Where did you get a pak choi from?
I don't think you can actually say those words on the radio anymore.
A farmer is warning Brexit might risk the UK supply of fresh fruit and vegetables. He claims immigration controls after leaving the EU might affect Eastern Europeans coming to work in the UK. Former vegetarian KT... Oh, God, I almost swore then. Let me start that again.
Really? It's not like you.
Sorry. Former vegetarian Katie Tunstall has...
Wow. I can see what you nearly said. That would have been awkward.
I know. I really had to pause. Wow. So anyway, she has had to go to A&E after swallowing a whole chicken bone. An X-ray has shown the singer suffered no lasting damage to her vocal cords. But no, she's a former vegetarian.
Oh.
But she's promised never to eat chicken wings again. She even joked, saying some vegetarians might call it karma for eating chicken.
What's her name?
KT Tunstall.
Well done.
I had to really be careful.
Yes.
And a vegan chef claims he can make cauliflower taste better than Christmas turkey. Matthew Nutter, who's the owner of...
Hey! Come on. Come on.
Are you mocking his name, Connie?
Yeah, that's how he talks.
He made that up.
He's a real man.
All right.
But I'm sure he eats lots of nuts, because that's what you do when you're vegan. Anyway, Matthew Nutter, the owner of the Allotment Vegan Restaurant in Stockport, says most vegan places to eat out in the north are run by home cooks, which are giving the veggie lifestyle a bad name. The end.
And that was, you know...
Vegetable news.
That's right, yeah.
Talk radio are unable to bring you vegetable sound effects, as vegetables, as a rule, do not make sounds. In the spirit of light entertainment, here is a pak choi being banged on the desk.
Great. Well done, Victoria.
Did you like it?
Yes, I like that's how you said Katie Tunstall. Or nearly did.
Nearly.
Anyway, we were dithering and dallying at the beginning of that, of course. We weren't sure whether we were going to do that there or not, because we didn't know whether we got a special guest coming.
Do we?
Well, now, okay, let's look at the evidence, right? This is talk radio.
Yeah.
Right? And where nothing really works at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you, and quite literally, Suggs, out of Offer Madness,
mm-hmm.
right?
I got really excited.
Yeah, it was standing at just out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what do you rate our chances are of... Because no one bothered to tell us he was in the building.
No, I was the one who flagged it up to you guys,
I know.
By the way.
So we went out and said, well, he's standing there doing nothing. Why can't we just get him in here to talk to? And then, you know, some people spoke to other people. But what do you think happened?
No, he's not coming in.
That's right, nothing happened.
Oh, it's a shame, because me and Cornelius once watched Madness together at Glastonbury.
Yeah, was it a date?
No.
Yes.
Okay, what was the reason Suggs isn't coming in? What were we told him?
He's gone to the BBC to do an interview at 1:45.
Right.
So in about 7 minutes' time.
So
if you do want to hear Suggs, switch over now to the BBC.
Yeah, which station's he on?
I'm not sure.
He's just done Talk Sport there, hasn't he?
Literally, he's in the building. He's there. Yeah. Why couldn't he just be in here? Whose idiot fault is it? Is it Laurie again?
Names are being passed around.
Is it Laurie whose job it is?
A name is being passed around.
To tell us, supposedly, when guests are coming into the building for our other radio stations like Virgin and TalkSport, and then we can say, oh, look, we're on air, why don't we get them in too? And then they go, oh, okay, that's fine, everyone's happy. But he hasn't told anybody again.
I think that only happened once, didn't it?
Oh, no, it happens all the time.
No, I mean as in where it actually worked once.
Oh, I see.
Because I remember there was...
Oh, that wasn't down to him, that was down to us fixing that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And now this.
It's annoying because Suggs is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, good guest. Yeah.
Apparently he's got a new album coming out.
Really?
Yeah, so he probably wants to do the promo.
Well, he would, wouldn't he, if someone had bothered to organise it? You'd think, wouldn't you?
Mm.
Is it Laurie's fault?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Sort of a meeting, Cass. Sort of a lovely meeting with Laurie. All right, good. Right, fine.
Advert.
In fact, we should interview Laurie on air about it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get Laurie in as a guest.
He's probably not here.
Let's get Laurie in as a guest.
I have to drag him in from the pub.
Right, you're listening to Talk Radio. Next, we will... We'll have a guest. Hey, you know what, Laurie? We'll organise our own bloody guest, shall we? I know. Let's talk to the director of the new film, Doctor Strange, that we've organised our bloody selves. Shall we, Laurie? Hmm?
Yes,
we will. You're right, we'll do it next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, and I can show you a smart, affordable way to protect your home from break-ins. My invention, the Ring Video Doorbell, uses an HD camera and motion detection to alert your smartphone when someone steps onto your property. Ring lets you see and speak with visitors from your smartphone, whether you're home or away. The Ring Video Doorbell is a big hit in the US, and now it's available in the UK. Get the Ring Video Doorbell for just £159 or save up to £75 on a Ring of Security bundle at ring.com/talkradio.
Home Wi-Fi required.
eBay has everything you need for Halloween.
Honey, just to let you know, Jacob's got Halloween coming up.
New kids' Halloween costumes.
And he's been asked to do trick-or-treating.
Halloween sweets.
With some of the older kids from Year 9.
Scary makeup.
And I said they could all come to ours afterwards.
Halloween decorations.
With their mums and dads.
Booze. Discover a fantastic range of new Halloween items you can buy instantly with free delivery from eBay. The ultimate turn your little monsters into actual monsters shop.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted and registered between the 13th of October and the 24th of November 2016. Subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post for credit. Excludes Car Plus, Fiesta Studio and Style, Focus RS and Mustang models.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
A major incident on the A4 in the Chiswick area of London keeps the London-bound M4 closed, approaching the Chiswick roundabout with long delays as a result of all those restrictions. Through Necton in Norfolk, there's restrictions on the westbound A47 for the repairs of a collapsed manhole, although that route has partially reopened. A breakdown on the northbound M5 through Worcestershire, making things quite heavy near Worcester, junction 7 to 6. And South Yorkshire's northbound A1 is still incredibly heavy. This is after a vehicle broke down near to Scarborough. The vehicle's been recovered, but the queues remain. I'm Gerina Adams.
Did you know your disability allowance can get you from here to here via here? Just pop down to your local Ford dealer during our Mobility Open Days between the 2nd and the 5th of November 2016 to explore your options with one of our mobility specialists. And you could soon be going places.
The world's mine oyster!
Exactly. Get around the problem of getting around with Ford Mobility. Go to ford.co.uk/mobilityopendays to find out more. Ford Mobility Open Days are available at participating dealers to customers eligible to receive the higher rate disability living allowance or enhanced personal independence payment.
Today on Talk Radio, straight after John Holmes from 4, it's Fast Lane Conversation with Sam Delaney.
It's all grist to the mill for us to get stuck into, isn't it? So why don't we?
It all kicks off with the Brothers Gould at 7. And from 10, don't miss the undisputed king of late night radio, Ian Lee.
It's weird, it's wonderful, it's unconventional, it's totally unmissable. It's Late Night Ian Lee.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Hello. Yes, I am John Holmes, just coming up to quarter to thing. And I promised you guest action. But before we talk to our guest, which is Scott Derrickson, he's the director of the new Marvel movie, Doctor Strange, let's hear a bit of it.
You think you know how the world works? You think that this material universe is all there is? But what if I told you the reality you know is one of many?
What the? This doesn't make any sense.
Not everything has to, Doctor Strange. Through the mystic arts, we harness energy and shape reality.
The Avengers protect the world from physical dangers. We safeguard it against more mystical threats.
Come with me.
You'll die protecting this world, Mr. Doctor. Mr. Doctor, it's strange. Maybe. Who am I to judge?
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and I've been promising you hot Hollywood guest action, and I deliver on that promise now, because we're joined by the director of the new Marvel Studios film, Doctor Strange, Scott Derrickson. How the hell are you?
I'm good, John. How the hell are you? Yeah, is the question.
Well, it's thank you for returning my question. I'm fine. You must be exhausted though, because is it more difficult, Scott, when you're making the film or when you're promoting the film, doing endless rounds of this kind of stuff?
Oh, there are different kinds of exhausting. Making a movie is physically and mentally exhausting. Doing press is more soul-sucking, to be honest with you. It's a bit of a dog and pony show. I tweeted recently, that when you're making a movie, you are the movie's humble servant, and when it's finished, you become its slave.
Yeah.
And that's true. But, it's part of the job. And
I promise I won't suck your soul. I'll do my best not to, at least.
No, this is great. This is my last interview of the day, so I'm in a particularly good mood.
Good. I've caught you on the right bit of it.
That's right.
Well, look, let's talk about those who don't know yet. Tell us as much as you can, without any spoilers, of course, about the world of Doctor Strange, if you would.
Well, he's a character within the Marvel universe, and Stephen Strange is a neurosurgeon, top neurosurgeon in New York, who is arrogant and kind of a douchey guy and full of himself, and has a lot of money and status and charm, and he's in a car accident that wrecks his hands and therefore wrecks his identity as a surgeon and his source of income, and he goes on a quest for healing. First through Western medicine and then through a trip to the East, where he encounters a character named the Ancient One, who opens him up to the world of magic and mysticism and other dimensions, and things get very weird and trippy.
Yeah, they certainly do. Was this something you were interested in? Because I know from the careful research that I have undertaken, of course, that you were a comic book fan. You were a fan of this character long ago.
Yeah, I grew up reading comics and Marvel comics in particular, and Doctor Strange is my very favorite comic book ever, and probably the only comic book I would try to make a movie out of.
Yeah, so when it came along, and I think again I've read that there were lots of meetings where did you have to kind of go in with a vision for it? Is that how these things work when you're sort of going, right, I want to make this, and here's what I'm going to do?
Well, I had a total of 8 meetings with Marvel, So the first one was just to chat about the comic a little bit and to hear some of the basic bullet points of what they wanted to make and what kind of movie they wanted to make. Because, if they wanted to turn this into, a broader comedy like Ant-Man or something like that, I was the wrong director for it. But their take on the material was very close to what I thought a Doctor Strange movie should be. So I got very excited about it and very committed to getting the job, and I spent a lot of time preparing those presentations to show them, visually and structurally and emotionally what I thought the movie should be.
Is that like the sort of Scott Derrickson PowerPoint experience?
Yes, exactly, but way more expensive than normal.
So, obviously, that worked. They went with your vision. When did Benedict come on site? Because, again, I don't know whether this is right. Is it right you wanted to get Benedict Cumberbatch to play the lead role, but he was busy with a play, so I think here in London, so you kind of waited for him? Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay. He wanted it but wasn't available, and we had a summer release. And so I went and met with a bunch of other actors and good actors, but no one I felt was right for Doctor Strange. So I went back to Kevin Feige and said, it's got to be Benedict. And to Kevin's credit, he pushed the release date from the summer to the fall.
Yeah. There's a story about how when the original comic books got drawn and written, that the writers would often drop acid before working on these books. So I just wonder whether that was something you forced upon your cast or whether, just to get the best out of them.
Well, I didn't force anything, but I did leave one's own chemical state of mind up to one's own conscience, let's just say.
Yeah. Okay.
And I will make the same neither confirm nor deny the benefit of such substances for screening.
Hey,
use your own conscience when you go see this.
Well, it worked for the Beatles as well, didn't it? So you know, I think they're...
It was certainly, and you know, that was the influence, you know, was all those psychedelic comics and the psychedelic rock music of the Beatles and early Pink Floyd and Jimi Hendrix. And, you know, that's all the stuff I was listening to while I was writing the screenplay. This Doctor Strange is very much a product of that era.
What makes it stand out in the Marvel Universe? What is it? Because the Marvel's done so incredibly successfully well over the last few years with this whole resurgence of, and then bringing all these characters together for the, you know, Avengers and all this sort of stuff. What is it about the Marvel Universe and particularly Doctor Strange, do you think, that people can relate to?
Well, I mean, they make good movies.
Yeah.
You know, the first thing I'll say is just that. I think that they work harder on the quality of their films than anybody. You know, they're obsessive about it, and those guys are artists in their own right. You know, Kevin Feige, who runs Marvel, he's not just a producer. He really approaches things creatively as an artist and sort of puts himself through the difficulty of being an artist and how personally and seriously he takes the creative process. And all they care about is that the movies are good. But like me, they all understood that the Marvel Cinematic Universe has got to evolve or die. You know, we have reached a kind of saturation point of what these movies have been, and it's time to start introducing some left turns. I think Guardians of the Galaxy was a good left turn.
Yeah.
And Ant-Man even a bit of a left turn, but Doctor Strange visually is an extreme left turn, and audiences need that. They need that to stay interested and to stay entertained.
Because this originated, the inspiration, in radio, which, of course, very close to our heart. Back in the 1930s, I think the Stan Lee and Steve Ditko found inspiration in something called Chandu the Magician, which was a 1930s radio program. And what I was going to say to you, that if you are looking for inspiration for your next film, Scott, right, then, you know, we can do egotistical, arrogant... ultimately talented radio presenter. If you just want another angle for your next
that's
movie,
that's good for me to know.
Well, I'm happy
it's
and
good
available
for me to know that this is a good reservoir for that exact personality quality.
I mean, I'm just trying to give you career advice. I'm just happy to help with your next movie.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
Speaking of your career, we haven't got much long left, but I wanted to talk about The Exorcism of Emily Rose a bit, because that was a. That was kind of a turning point in horror films in a way, whereby it's one of those things I would show to people who initially wouldn't like horror films, because I saw it and thought it was brilliant, and now it's one of those films that appears to be sort of an access point to horror. I don't know whether anyone's ever sort of ever said that to you before, but because it was certain, I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass because you're there, but it was kind of so well made and the story was so well structured, it sort of got people into horror by accident. Is that a fair thing to say?
Well, yeah, it was, you know, it was intended to be a hybrid, you know, it was a courtroom horror movie, you know, so it took horror typically works with a kind of structure where you've got characters, usually thinly drawn characters, usually scantily clad teenage girls, you know, yammering away about anything or nothing between scenes of horror and violence, and I really liked the idea of telling a good horror tale, in this case a possession and exorcism story, which hadn't really been done since The Exorcist. And rather than placing just plain drama between the scary sequences, and without just placing the drama of especially teenagers, which is most typical, to have mature characters and to have a courtroom drama taking place. And that's what fit the story, because, you know, in the real case that it was based upon, you know, the 17-year-old girl really died as a result of her exorcisms, and the priests were really put on trial, and they really began to argue about the plausibility of the demonic and whether or not this priest acted responsibly or not.
And it touches on similar themes, I suppose, in a way, to Doctor Strange. I wonder if it's a fascination of yours, it's kind of this sort of supernatural, other-dimensional, other stuff that could be out there-ness. Is that something you... final question, so relax. Something that you kind of have a real, real interest in?
Yeah, for sure. It's beyond an interest. It's a way of seeing, you know. It's just my nature, and always has been since I was a child, since my earliest memories. It's always been my nature to view the world as immaterial as much, if not more, than material. You know, I've always felt that the material world was not the whole of our existence, that it wasn't even the majority of our existence, but that the majority of our existence is immaterial. I'm immaterial. My consciousness is immaterial. My consciousness can't be measured or weighed. It can't be detected with the five senses. We can detect the reactions that it gives to the body through brain waves and the movements of my body, but my consciousness itself is one of the deepest mysteries of the cosmos. And I have always felt that way, that the nature of the immaterial and the invisible is where it's really at, you know. Yeah. and what is most interesting, and what's on the other side of that is frightening, you know, and hence the horror films, but also wondrous and can be joyous to think about. It keeps the world feeling like a magical place, and hence the, you know, a magical movie like Doctor Strange.
There you go. I don't think we can finish it on a finer point. Scott, a pleasure to have you on. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
Cheers. Scott Derrickson there, director of the new Doctor Strange movie. It stars Benedict Cumberbatch. It stars Benedict Wong. Two Benedicts for the price of one. Tilda Swinton's in it as well, and many others. It's out now. Doctor Strange. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Technically, of course, that's two Benedicts for the price of Wong, isn't it? Benedict Cumberbatch, Benedict Wong. Two Benedicts in that film for the price of Wong. Anyway.
Sort of half a joke.
Yeah, nearly. I'll work on it. I'll do it in a bit. Right then. He was nice, wasn't he? So, after 3 o'clock, the big debate, of course, here on Talk Radio. The news as well with Victoria and bonus vegetable. We did that. No, we did vegetable news, didn't we? We did it earlier. That's a big debate at 3. We'll be giving away some meat in the next hour in a game of banned or medical ailment. And we'll be talking to our foreign correspondent as well about a foreign story that's foreign. The news, as I say, is on the way. But the thing about the news is, Connie, it's quite complicated.
Oh,
isn't
I can't
it?
Get my head around it.
No, many people can't. Which is why, just ahead of the news, let's help you in case you do find it difficult to understand. And we know you do. I do. Certainly Cornelius, as we've just learned, does. Excuse me while I cough. Getting a bit of a cough. Yeah. So here it is. The news. The big story is analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. We call it the news in haikus.
A third of teachers quit within 5 years because kids are little shits.
Never a truer word spoked. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going tomorrow morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5-star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Over 5 million people have already holidayed with us, and you could too. Book now with just £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. ATOL protected. Normal conditions apply.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber streetwise. Visit cyberstreetwise.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, third runway approved at Heathrow and demolition starts at the jungle.
Talk Radio.
After decades of delay, Heathrow Airport has been picked for expansion. Ministers have decided to back the building of a third runway at the West London Hub over the expansion of its southeast rival Gatwick. John Holland Kay, the chief executive of Heathrow, says there's a lot of support for the project.
From every major political party in every region and nation of the UK, from businesses large and small, the length and breadth of the country, from unions and from local people that want to see Britain have the hub airport it needs to have a thriving economy, to be one of the world's great trading nations of the future, and only Heathrow expansion will achieve that.
But the political fallout has already started. Tory MP Zach Goldsmith says he intends to resign and force a by-election in Richmond Park in Kingston North, while Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says he believes it's the wrong choice.
Building a third runway slap bang in the middle of the western suburbs, the greatest city on earth, is not the right thing to do. No other world city would dream of subjecting so many hundreds of thousands of people to more noise pollution in the way that a third runway would.
Work to dismantle the jungle refugee camp in Calais is underway as efforts to clear people from the site continues. Workmen have started taking down makeshift shelters and removing debris. Figures show more than 3,000 people who've been staying at the camp were registered yesterday, while more than 650 were taken to temporary centres in France. British Airways says one of its flights had to be diverted after members of the cabin crew felt ill. The flight from San Francisco had to land at Vancouver. BA has apologised. Australia's Prime Minister has promised a thorough investigation into the deaths of four people at a theme park. Queensland Ambulance Service says a malfunction caused a raft to flip over on the Thunder River Rapids ride. And 15 high street shops a day are closing, partly because of online shopping. The reports found mobile phone, fashion stores and banks are the hardest hit, but tobacconists, health clubs, jewellers and takeaways are among those growing at the fastest rate during the first half of 2016.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Who is it that works on the planes?
Cabin crew.
What do they catch, according to you?
I don't know.
What did you say they were?
I accidentally said crab.
British Airways crabbing crew. I love that. I hope they've got one of those, just in case. Because if a crab escapes on a flight, you've got to have a crabbing crew in order to get the crab back,
you're
haven't
so
you?
Annoying.
You have, haven't you, though?
You're so annoying,
I'm
John.
Not, it's a good idea. I'm saying it's a good idea.
We have all noted that I'm having problems speaking today, and thankfully I haven't sworn, which almost very nearly, very nearly happened. Yeah.
If there was an escaped crustacean on board a flight,
yes,
I would want there to be a crabbing crew on standby in order to get it back.
So they could go crabbing.
I think it'd be quite easy to get a crab back on a plane because it would only be able to go down the aisle sideways.
That's true.
So whichever side of the plane is behind it, just go and pick it up.
Yeah.
Because it won't see you coming.
And they'd have to get, you know, to attract it, they'd have to get a particularly hairy, groined member of the team.
Why?
To attract the crabs.
I don't think that's appropriate, John. I haven't done the weather yet, so don't you go introduce Ben, because you've been interrupting me with your crab nonsense.
You started it with your crab.
You could have taken the high road and been like, oh, she corrected herself, it's fine. But no, you choose to be annoying.
It was funny, though.
You could have sidestepped it like a crab. But instead, you had to give it all that.
They're doing crabby hand gestures because they think they're hilarious.
Shall we have the weather?
I don't want to do it anymore.
Shall we?
No. You can do it because apparently I'll say it wrong.
Have we had the jingle for it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Patchy rain across Wales and southern England, elsewhere largely dry and cloudy with some sunny spells. Highs of 13 degrees.
Well done, John.
Thank you. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport live today from the wedding, from the royal wedding of William and Kate at Westminster Abbey.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. With reports that Wayne Rooney could be on his way out of Old Trafford,
some
sport have been told
to join together
the club
man
and country's
and this
career won't end after
matrimony.
Manchester United. It's reported Jose Mourinho has told his skipper he'll need to leave if he wants regular games, with Rooney dropped to the bench. Former United coach Renno Mullenstein told TalkSport Rooney still has plenty to offer.
For better, for worse, for best, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health,
Meanwhile, Jose Mourinho could discover today whether he'll face an FA charge following comments about referee Anthony Taylor prior to the goalless draw at Liverpool. As for Jurgen Klopp's side, they graced Tottenham at Anfield in tonight's EFL Cup fourth round tie. Among the other games this evening, Arsenal were at home to Sky Bet Championship Reading. Finally, tennis, Kyle Edmunds withdrawn from the Vienna Open. He forfeited his first round match with David Ferrer with a hip injury. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And there was Ben with the pre-recorded sport live from the beautiful, magnificent wedding of William and Kate there in Westminster Abbey. Looking resplendent there as they walk down the aisle and do it.
I don't remember that.
No, they moved the cameras away.
Oh, okay.
It's traditional for them to consummate the marriage on the steps of Westminster Abbey, which is what they did.
Is that why all those royalists sort of wait outside the Abbey?
That's the main reason you have to see that, yeah. Yeah. Good afternoon, sir, madam, if you're listening. Right, let's... It's almost time for the big debate.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All right, here we go then. Good afternoon then, Talk Radio at 7 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. I'm John Holmes. And as the decision to slop planes out of the sky in the general vicinity of Heathrow rather than Gatwick appears now to have been taken, although naturally just as Chris Grayling was about to announce it to Parliament, the announcement was delayed. Which, you know, given airports... Presumably, as his words were about to come out, they were hit by a bird. A swan flew straight into Chris Grayling's mouth and damaged one of his engines. So. But naturally, the announcement was delayed while they cleared up the feathers and the rhetoric. But as we mentioned earlier on the programme, the decision is a long way from final, really. So will it lead to more childish squabbling between Heathrow and Gatwick and all those adverts in the papers? Ooh! Heathrow is a git, they say, don't they? Say Gatwick in the posters. Gatwick won't contribute £211 billion to the economy, say Heathrow. Yeah, well, Heathrow's mum won't contribute £211 billion to the economy, say Gatwick. But what is the truth? Heathrow, so far, as we know, have won the government approval. And because they say they have the ear of business. Now, on the line listening to that, and specifically me say the word ear there, is Talk Radio listener John. He's called up on a telephone number. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon to you. So, good afternoon.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. So you've called in because as far as you're concerned, we don't need ears. Now, you've been tough on ears, tough on the causes of ears, is what you say, right?
Exactly, yes. We need to take a firm stand against ears. We've allowed ears too much liberty for too long, and it's time to claim back the sides of our heads and finally do away with ears. They're not helping us.
Nope.
They're a relic of the past. You know, it's these backward traditionalists who insist we still need ears, but we don't, John. We can move forward, and without ears, we can have a freer and fuller life in the future.
Well, you're not the only person to say that. I mean, that's been a long-standing thought of the anti-ear lobby. But I want to, in terms of balance, and you need your ears for that, let me bring in Nick on the other line. Nick, for balance, you are the pro-ear lobby.
Oh, ears, I love ears. Yeah. Love outer ears, love middle ears, love inner ears, love tympanic cavities.
Yeah.
I love ossicles.
Yeah.
I love utricles, saccules, cochleas.
Yeah.
Love pharyngeal pouches.
You can't say that on daytime radio. Did you hear what he said, John?
You've got to be careful, Nick. You do be careful with what your language is.
I think it might be... Is it pronounced cochleas?
It's pronounced with the way that you pronounced it the first time.
Right, with a hard K, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be part of a debate that's foul-languaged, foul-mouthed.
No. What about pharyngeal pouches? Was that okay?
That's the least okay thing I think has ever been said on daytime radio. I don't have the Ofcom manual here, but...
Let me just first and foremost, apologise to any listeners who are offended by the words that describe any part of the ear.
Well, cochleas?
Yes.
Oh.
Now, let me...
Or utricles.
Now, the point is, John, this is the good point. You're only vomiting there because you can hear what Nick is saying. So your argument stands in that if we did away with ears, you wouldn't have to listen to filth like that.
Absolutely. And all the filth that's coming through our airwaves these days seems to me to be going in through the ears.
Yeah.
That's what I'm finding.
Well, it is, isn't it? People are offended by things that they hear, aren't they? And if we didn't have ears, then this would save a lot of time and money. Certainly Ofcom's money, because they spend a lot of money investigating complaints from idiots. So why do you think, Nick, that ears are even a good idea? What is good about them?
Well, you know, you don't have to look any further than yourself. You'd be out of a job if we didn't have ears. And I know you're meant to be impartial. You know, you're a mainstay of the mainstream media. You've got to be fair and balanced. But I think you can come off the ear fence. You can just say, on this occasion, I'm not going to mess around. I love ears. You know, I just think you can say that and it's all right.
I can't say that. I'm not allowed to say whether or not I think ears are a good thing. This is why,
John, do not come off the ear fence.
I'm not going to come off the ear fence. I'm straddling the ear fence, and it's where I am duty bound.
Splinters.
To stay. No, well, look, let me ask you this question. You know the controversy. You both know this. This is Apple's new connector. Now, on the next iPhone, they've said that, when you buy the new iPhone, you'll have to queue up for surgery at a Genius Bar for Apple to remove your ears, because there will be a new connector directly into your head, which is where the iPhone, should you wish to listen to your music on it, is going to be plugged. So they say they're ahead of the curve. Critics say no point in doing away with ears. They've been around for years. That's a mistake. Apple say they're always innovating. The jack plug was the first thing to go. The next thing is people's ears. Would you be willing, John, to have surgery at a Genius Bar in order to buy a new iPhone?
Well, look, anything's better than ears, and I welcome any move to try and get us away from regressive and unhelpful ears.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's a danger that the replacement is so similar to the original ears that, in actual fact, the net benefit of such an operation at a so-called Genius Bar, which does sound rather narcissistic, if you don't mind me saying, is questionable. Minimal benefits.
Is your problem with ears, then, the outside skin flaps of an ear, or is it the whole structure, which Nick was talking about, of the inner ear and the middle ear and the rest of it? Where does your problem begin and end? That's what I'm not sure of. I don't know whether it's just the flappy, ugly bit on the side of the head, or whether or not it's the inner workings of the ear. Which is it?
No, I would say it begins at the very outside, and it works its way right inside and into the little bones and skinny bits in the connectors that wire the ear into your brain. All of that I would like to go.
So are you suggesting we clog it up? Are you suggesting we block the existing... Because eventually, evolution will do its job. That's fair point. If we pour something into the ear to prevent it from doing its job, evolution will eventually evolve without the ear. So is that what you want to happen?
I think so, because it makes your face a funny shape. That's one problem. And for 3D TV, that can be an issue. And also, they're used, aren't they, in torture. They often will chop somebody's ears off when they're torturing a person. The baddies, the Islamic Al-Qaeda state, and they chop the ears off.
Yeah.
So, you know, does your pro-ear fellow want everyone's ears chopped off to be tortured?
I tell you something that doesn't have ears, if this is the future you're looking for, snakes. you know, snakes kill somewhere between, it's between one person and a billion people a year, and they hear everything through vibrations, and that might be fine. I'm not willing to look at these things, but if I was talking to a snake and saying, ah, don't bite me, please,
yeah,
and then I had my phone on silent, and that started to go, like they do,
yeah,
the snake would get confused, and they might think I was saying, bite me. But you get meerkats, they've got ears. And then,
sorry.
And how, yeah. He's got a point, John, because how many deaths are meerkats responsible for?
Zero. I call them meerkats.
There you go. You can't argue with that. A snake doesn't have any ears, and it's responsible for between one and a billion deaths a year.
Somewhere between those two.
And a meerkat does have ears, and it hasn't killed anyone, has it?
That stat you've just given about between one and a billion snake deaths a year.
It is a fact. I have looked at it.
Every year.
It is a fact.
Scaremongering. That is scaremongering. And what you're doing is you're tarnishing all snakes with the same brush, because some snakes are like grass snakes. They're really nice. They wouldn't hurt a fly, literally.
They do eat flies. I think they do eat flies.
Okay, look, I haven't fully researched all snakes, but the point is, the fact that they don't have ears has nothing to do with their vengeful killing sprees, and I don't think you should be tarnishing all snakes with this label of murderous, snaky, evil, deceptive, yeah, Adam and Eve, horrible Garden of Eden, biting things, wrapping,
Eden,
constricting.
Garden of Eden.
Can I offer you a little history lesson, John?
Please do, yes.
If you've ever heard MPs in the House of Commons, as you know, they shout ear, ear, instead of applause. Not everyone knows this, but it was basically stemming from the very first parliamentary debate that ever took part.
Right.
There was a man called Herbert Fortescue, who was later, I think you know, Lord Fortescue.
Lord Fortescue.
Yeah, and you can read this in Hansard. He did a private member's bill about which body part was the best.
Yeah.
And I know most of the Conservatives were saying legs. Labour Party were basically hands, and then Fortescue was a Whig, of course, at the time, and he said ear.
Yeah.
And that's why, one by one, everyone in the House went, yeah, no, you're right, ear. And so now they say it's the only unanimous vote in the history of the UK Parliament,
yeah,
and now people say ear, ear, to commemorate that.
Yes. No, that's a matter of record, of course, and it's people like you, John, isn't it, that just want to pretend history didn't happen.
Well, no, I'm not trying to pretend that, but you have to admit that politics has gone miles away from those roots. Politicians no longer have, as it were, their ears to the ground, and I would like to give every one of them an earful.
Yeah, but you can't. If you want to get rid of their ears, and I'm sure you're including politicians in your anti-ear rhetoric, they can't keep an ear to the ground, because according to you, the ears would be removed anyway.
Well, yeah, but then their feet would get all vibrations like snakes, and they could hear what people are saying even without meaning.
But then you're just going to get... You're not thinking... Then what are you going to get then? You're going to get venomous politicians, and you're going to get... And the evolution we were talking about, you're just going to get politicians that evolve with venom in their teeth, and they're going to go around biting constituents. You know, we know already that if you disturb a politician that's asleep under a rock, it will bite you. And at the moment, that's all right. But if it's poisonous because of the snakes thing, then we're into all manner of... people are being killed by politicians that are biting them.
No, but you're speculating on what evolution's going to do, that it's going to make us all venomous, but it might not. It might get rid of our ears and make us something really cool, like friendship rainbows on our ears. Or
friendship rainbow faces was tried in Sweden, and it didn't work, did it? They got rid of people... You know this. They got rid of people's ears in Sweden, they did trials, and they put friendship rainbows where the ears were to try and make it a nicer place, and in actual fact, Sweden is horrible.
No, that's not, because ABBA really good.
Well, yeah, what did ABBA say? Thank you for the music. And if the ears aren't there, how are you going to hear the music?
No, they
do you see what I mean?
Not mention ears in that
Nick,
song.
Nick, come back on this. I'm just
delighted to hear that for all your attempts to be impartial, I think your true colours are showing through, and you are quite blatantly one of us. I just think that's fantastic. I think be proud.
What do you make of this very quickly? This is something else they've tried in other countries, isn't it? This Airbnb for ears thing, whereby they haven't got rid of ears, but you can swap and borrow other people's ears for various occasions. So, say if you want to go to a concert, you've got to see, your tickets at the back. You can buy someone else's ears that are bigger to go to the concert, etc. So it's like Airbnb for ears. I just wonder very quickly what you make of that, Nick.
I think it's an excellent idea. And weirdly, when you were talking about airports earlier, I've never had this thought before, but I thought, what if there were airports? Yeah. You could go from country to country, just your ears, not the rest of you. Yeah. Gatwick, Heathrow, they could both have it.
Well, it's you can't. That's, as we mentioned, Apple's new connector on the iPhone is called an earport. That's going to connect directly into your head.
I wasn't listening at that point.
No,
sorry.
Nobody was. So,
and nobody will be in my world. Well, without
ears. Then we've run out of time for this debate, which I know is going to run and run, judging by the texts and tweets we've got in so far. Nick, if you would sum up the debate for me in one word,
I'd say shut up, sailors who say aye.
Right, and John.
Irresponsible.
Thank you very much. Have you got an opinion on whether or not we need ears? Do we still need ears in post-Brexit Britain when we've got vanilla pods and lycra? What do you think? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll get through some of your reactions next. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip. Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
At Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre, we've done it again. Right now, we can offer you a choice of approved used Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, long wheelbase and high roof, from only £15,750. You'll also get free UK mainland delivery and a £250 deposit contribution if you buy on finance through Mercedes-Benz Finance. So don't just sit there. Get your business moving. Mercedes-Benz vans. Born to run. Offers available till the 24th of November while stocks last. For details and conditions, visit mbvanseastlondon.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The Coastbound M20 in Kent is reported to be suffering as you approach Junction 4 for Leybourne because of an accident blocking at least one of the lanes. Suffolk's A12 through Martlesham is down to one lane northbound around the main road junction, the A12-14, because of a broken down crop sprayer, so queues on the approach to that. There's an accident on Oxford's A40. This is at the Walcott roundabout. Two vehicles involved in that, queues on all approaches, and a breakdown on the M5 through Worcestershire is causing some northbound delays as you move between Junctions 5 and 4A at the M42. I'm Joanna Adams.
In the details, very often, is the beauty. When all these little things come together, it's the ultimate feeling of completeness.
The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor's hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £2,388.
2-year contract hire agreement. Offer ends December 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Soon on the programme, your chance to win some meat In a game of band or medical ailment. If you'd like to take part in that, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And Ask Podcast will call you back. Your choice of chicken, beef or lamb. Or sausages, because it's a Tuesday. Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. All of that coming in the next half an hour, a game of band or medical ailment. Right now, though, we're joined by Kyle.
Hello.
Hello there. For today's Diversity Paper Review, it's Kyle. A regular paper reviewer for us, of course, today, sporting a fetching hat.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, it's good. What's that? What's that called officially? It's a beanie? It's a beanie, but it's a beanie with the bit at the back that...
Well, it's a normal beanie, but just the way I wear it.
It's a cool way to wear it. It's a floppy beanie.
Floppy beanie.
Yeah, you're sporting it very well.
Thank you. And Cornelius rightly
said that you smell nice.
Oh, that's always a plus.
Yeah, so that's it. It's because we work, with people that stink of egg. And when I say that, I'm talking about Cass. So, welcome for Diversity Paper Review. Remind us of your diversity, Kyle.
I'm English, Jamaican and Welsh.
It's all the diversities.
It's all there.
Right there. That's what we do each day. We review the papers with a different diversity, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Where are we starting today, Kyle?
So, today we are starting at the Daily Mail.
A good place, isn't it?
A thief is caught stealing a £120,000 luxury car for dates.
And I'm presuming by this you mean... sort of romance rather than the fruit.
Yeah, romance rather than the fruit.
Just to be clear that up.
Yeah. So a man has been caught stealing a Range Rover in Hangzhou, eastern China.
Yeah.
The 19-year-old. I love this because not only does he steal the car, he found the keys in the parking lot and he managed to find the car that the keys were for.
Okay, so someone dropped the keys.
Someone's dropped the keys, and he's found and picked them up. And thought, you know what? I'm going to take a girl out.
Yeah,
I'm going to take the car as well.
I admire him for this,
which is
that's
great.
Not theft. That's just luck.
That's luck, but yeah. It's not theft because he in fact returns the car every morning, washed and filled back up with petrol to the same level that he took it at.
What is wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with
it's
that.
Just and a valet service.
Yeah, it is pretty much. Yeah, I mean, I when I was reading through the story, I really thought I was like, oh, I hope the police aren't going to give him too much of a punishment because they managed to catch him through the CCTV. Yeah. He took it out three nights in a row.
Good man.
And they caught him taking it back at 6 o'clock in the morning. And luckily, they only gave him a 15-day jail sentence and charged him 500 renminbi, the Chinese currency, which is 60 quid.
Right, oh, that's all right.
So not bad.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, to be honest, that's the same experience, isn't it? You leave your car somewhere and he gets taken away and driven round.
Yeah.
As Gatwick and Heathrow when you go on holiday.
Pretty much.
Except they don't wash it or fill it back up with petrol.
No,
they just sort of leave it covered in mud and in a state. So I suppose, you know, he's providing a service.
He is, yeah. I mean, he was caught with a few other pairs of keys, so, and he has a few thefts against his record.
Right,
so
well,
they're a bit
and there was that body. But
yeah. Apart from that.
But I wish I had that idea when I was, you know, his age. That'd have been great. Rather than driving around in my banged up Toyota Yaris, I could have rob the Jag from down the road.
There are those who would favour the Yaris.
I think so, Kyle,
it's fine.
It's a beautiful car.
Well, that's enterprising, isn't it, in many ways?
Maybe that should be the new service. I think we've just stumbled upon a £1 million idea here.
Yeah.
Just leave your car, stick the keys underneath the wheel, and just create an app.
Well, if people do want to borrow your... If you have a nice car and you're not using it overnight and someone could use it to gain congress, shall we say, with a partner by impressing them, then why not go for it? Yeah.
And
you can make money on an app. You're absolutely right.
That'd be great. That's right here. We've copyrighted that
there
right
we go.
Here.
That's
we've
ours.
Got it.
That's ours.
We've got it.
Where are we going next?
We're going to the Daily Express.
Yes.
As you know, I'm very into my UFOs and my aliens.
Indeed.
As we speak about it numerous times.
I like it too.
And apparently there's been proof of ancient UFOs discovered in Romania.
Tell me more.
So, there was a piece of metal. There were three objects found in then-communist Romania back in 1973.
Yes.
And they've found out that it's actually manufactured aluminium.
Right.
And it dates back to around about 250,000 years ago. So, obviously... aluminium was only really created, 200 years ago or so?
Yeah, okay,
say.
Yeah.
There's a few disputes on the actual age of the metal.
Right.
But either way, they say it's anywhere from 400 to 80,000 years ago, which still dates it before we...
knew about aluminium.
Yeah, very, very much. And they've taken it to Switzerland to confirm what it actually is, and they found that 90% of it was aluminium. What's puzzling the scientists is that it's got concavities. So it looks like it has genuinely been man-made.
Right.
So there's questions.
Yeah. Like, how big are the bits of metal?
The object is 20 centimetres long, 12.5 centimetres wide, and 7 centimetres thick.
So it's like a panel from something.
Yeah. I mean, originally they thought it was the head of an axe. But then, again...
Aluminium.
Aluminium.
You wouldn't use that's aluminium for an axe. No, be a rubbish axe.
That would be awful. Yeah. You wouldn't be chopping any trees down with that. But George,
I like all this stuff when they find weird things and you go, well, that predates that to that, and you can't have that. How would humans have made that?
Yeah.
It's always in the Daily Express, obviously.
Always. But George Coel, the deputy director of the Romanian Ufologists Association.
Have you been taking lessons from Victoria by any chance?
I think so, yeah. It's rubbed off a little bit.
She knows me as well.
She rubs off on most people.
Not true at all.
The lab test concluded that it's an old UFO fragment, given that the substance it comprises of cannot be combined with technology available on Earth. So
I like the leap, though. I mean, there could be. I mean, we don't know what the explanation is, but no. It could be, you know, something. But they've just got no. It's UFOs.
It's definitely UFOs.
Definitely
anything
aliens.
That happens. Yeah. It's UFO.
Yeah.
There's a light in the sky. It's UFO. It's not a spotlight. It's not a plane. Yeah. It's a UFO. It's got to be.
Yeah.
Although I have seen a UFO.
Do what?
I have actually seen a UFO. I was at a mate's place in Holloway Road. We were sat on the balcony.
Yeah.
And there was a what looked like a helicopter floating above the Emirates Stadium.
Yeah.
But I thought, there's no game on today, so why would there be a helicopter just chilling there? And it was there for about 10-15 minutes, and we were staring at it. And all of a sudden, bang, gone.
What was it?
It literally zoomed. It looked like a shooting star, but going up.
Really?
And ever since then, I mean, I've always loved them. I've always thought...
You can't have been the only witness to that. That's over a major conurbation. That's over London.
Yeah,
it?
I mean, I was looking for in the papers the following day and in the news and everything. There was nothing. And I was guaranteed it was a UFO.
See, when I was a kid, I thought I saw one. Now, it was so long ago, sadly, that but even though I can remember it. But it was weird because it was like a cliche.
Yeah.
So, I remember I was walking home from school. It was a Monday afternoon because I went to my Nana's on a Monday because
she
bought me the comics Monster Fun and Buster. And
classics.
I used to go around there and have a bag of cheese and onion crisps and eat them in front of her electric fire. Anyway... there I was walking out, and I thought, walking down the street, everyone's looking up, and coming out of their houses. So I glanced upwards, and in the sky above Nuneaton was a disc-shaped object,
like a stereotypical
cliche flying saucer, right? Disc. So it wasn't a plane; it was a disc,
right?
And it had like a sort of a graphic sort of streak of lightning style shape on the side. So it looked like a child's drawing of a UFO. And that's why in my head now, I think I must have imagined that, because it's just a cliche of what a child... But I remember it, and I remember seeing it, and everyone came out of their houses to look at it.
Yeah.
There's no explanation for it.
That's it. I mean, you think, it's all cliche, everything, but maybe that is actually what they look like. Yeah. Maybe that is it.
Oh, this just turned into Howard's programme from a Sunday. This is marvellous.
I could talk about it all day.
I love this.
Really
we should do it. I could as well. We'll continue this debate in the pub.
Why not? Yeah, let's do it.
We're out of time now. I know we were going to talk about something else, but frankly...
Hey, it's all good.
Good stuff.
There was
Carl,
some good.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
Come back.
Me.
Can you get a UFO story into every week that you do this?
I will try
if
my
you can
best.
Do your best.
Yeah, I'm
great.
Pretty sure I can. Yeah.
Good man. Right, that's Kyle with today's Diversity Paper review. Thank you very much indeed. In the next half an hour, we will be giving away some meat in a game of band or medical ailment. For now, though, here's Victoria. She's here. She's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, says expanding Heathrow Airport is the wrong decision for the whole country, while the Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, says the project is undeliverable and is likely to be stopped. Transport Secretary Chris Grayling has been outlining the case for a third runway in the Commons.
It delivers the greatest economic and strategic benefits to our economy. It strengthens connectivity for passengers right across the United Kingdom. It offers a major boost to freight operators. It can be delivered within carbon and air quality limits, And crucially, it comes with world-leading measures to limit the impacts on those living nearby.
A small crew has started knocking down makeshift shelters at the jungle refugee camp in Calais. The work's underway as efforts to clear people from the site continues. The Australian Prime Minister says there will be a thorough investigation into the deaths of four people on a theme park ride. They were aged in their early 30s to early 40s and were killed as a large rubber ring carriage flipped over. British Airways is investigating after a plane from San Francisco to London had to make an emergency landing in Vancouver because people on board started feeling unwell. 22 members of staff and two passengers had to be taken to hospital. And Lindsay Lohan's stepmother is accused of assaulting a police officer in South Florida. 33-year-old Kate Lohan was arrested on Sunday on charges of being drunk and kicking an officer. She told a local paper she was trying to protect herself. The weather, outbreaks of rain and strong winds will continue across Scotland. John, why are you throwing chips at me? That's uncalled for.
Sorry, I was trying to...
Cold!
You like chips. You said earlier how much you like... You said earlier how much you like chips, so I thought...
Stop throwing chips around, please.
They're cold, and I didn't want these chips, second-hand chips, touched by your filthy little dabbers.
I certainly did not touch them with my little dabbers.
Well, I got it. That's not what I saw.
What's the weather?
I don't know if I want to do it, because you're just being so horrible.
I really am not.
It's raining chips.
Well, in this studio, yes.
Hallelujah.
I thought you were...
Do the weather.
Outbreaks of rain and strong winds will continue
outbreaks
across Scotland. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy but milder than last night with lows of 8... Put that chip down! 8 degrees. John! Tomorrow, fog clearing, but staying wet and windy in Scotland, highs of 15. There's more news in half an hour when John has gone away.
Thank you, Victoria. Victoria. There will be your chance to win some meat as well. And next, we'll talk to our foreign correspondent here on Talk Radio.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I had to just pop out there to see Cass.
Right.
She wanted one of the cold chips. All she eats, Cass, is like revolting cold chips and drinks
eggs.
Blood.
No,
and
that
eggs.
Was not true.
And eggs.
No.
Hi, Cass.
I brought you those chips. Mm. Have you picked them up off the floor? Because I'm not having Sam going in there.
I picked one up off the floor, but that's all I could find.
Put it in your mouth.
No.
There she goes again. And that's why she has to keep going to HR. Because of saying that in the office. Now, a lot of reactions coming into the debate. Cornelius, the big debate, which we didn't get around to. A lot of reactions coming into... Do we still need ears? Do we need ears in post-Brexit Britain? Do we still need ears in post-Brexit Britain when we've got vanilla pods and lycra? What's been coming in?
Deirdre says, John, yeah. It's very easy for your idiot callers to do silly puns about ears. Yeah. But to be honest, I'm not going to stoop so low.
Yeah.
And John, there are only two certainties in life, deafness and taxes. Ears can stop deafness and pay taxes as well, as famously, behind the ear is where uncles withdraw their money.
I don't really know what that means. This has come in here, John. What think of if we get rid of ears, what do we do with ear, nose and throat specialists? A third of their time will be redundant. What should an ear, nose and throat specialist specialise in? Thirdly, if we get rid of ears, you don't hear about a tummy nose and throat specialist, do you? Or a foo-foo nose and throat specialist? No, you don't. And John, people with pierced ears, of course, now that people want to get rid of ears, are there's many of them now outside Parliament on Parliament Square. There, they've chained themselves to their own ears with the piercing. lest the police try and take their ears away. If you've got a reaction, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Radio Antenna.
Start your message with the word talk.
Speaking of reactions, we like to go out onto the street to find out what the people think on a daily basis. It is what we do in our feature called What the People Think. Today is no different. We've been out there, our crack team of reporters, so-called, because they are on crack, have been outside shoving their microphones into the faces of the people to find out today if they think nurseries or cricket bats.
Cricket bats.
Nurseries.
Nurseries.
Cricket bats.
Cricket bats.
Nurseries.
Cricket bats.
Cricket bats.
Nurseries.
Cricket bats.
Cricket bats.
Nurseries.
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 Cricket bats.
Cricket bats.
Cricket bats.
Nurseries.
Cricket bats.
Nurseries.
Nurseries.
Cricket bats.
Cricket bats.
Nurseries.
Nurseries.
Cricket bats.
Nurseries.
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 Cricket bats.
Cricket bats.
Nurseries.
Cricket bats.
Cricket bats.
Nurseries.
Cricket bats.
Nurseries.
Cricket bats.
Cricket bats.
Nurseries.
Nurseries.
Cricket bats.
Nurseries.
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 Cricket bats.
Nurseries.
Nurseries.
Cricket bats.
Cricket bats.
Nurseries.
Nurseries.
Cricket bats.
Cricket bats.
Cricket bats.
Nurseries.
Nurseries.
Cricket bats.
Nurseries.
Cricket bats.
And there you have it. That's what the people are thinking. Do they think nurseries or cricket bats? That's what's going on the street. That's what the pulse of the nation is beating out. But the question is, what do you think? That's what we want to know. Get in touch and tell us what you think. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
If you think nurseries. Do you think nurseries? Or do you think cricket bats? Let us know. Hear the number again, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word nurseries or cricket bats.
We'll win some meat next here on Talk Radio in a game of band or medical ailment.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Worried about opening your door to unwanted visitors? I'm Jamie Siminoff, and my invention, the Ring Video Doorbell, lets you know who's at the door before you open it. With HD video and two-way talk, Ring lets you see and speak with visitors from your smartphone. Ring works on any home, and for just £159, you can install Ring yourself in just minutes. Get the Ring Video Doorbell for just £159, or save up to £75 on a Ring of Security bundle at ring.com/talkradio.
Home Wi-Fi required.
Next up on Sounds Fantastic is this.
Hey, you give to me all of your money, and maybe I give to you a few extra megabytes.
Ooh, that was the merciless broad bandit. Fear not and listen up.
Go compare.
That's the sound of the very first place you should be looking for your ideal broadband deal.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The Coastbound M20 in Kent is reported to be suffering as you approach Junction 4 for Leybourne because of an accident blocking at least one of the lanes. Suffolk's A12 through Martlesham is down to one lane northbound around the main road junction, the A12-14, because of a broken down crop sprayer, so queues on the approach to that. There's an accident on Oxford's A40. This is at the Walcott roundabout. Two vehicles involved in that, queues on all approaches, and a breakdown on the M5 through Worcestershire is causing some northbound delays as you move between Junctions 5 and 4A at the M42. I'm Joanna Adams.
In the details, very often, is the beauty when all these little things come together.
It's
the ultimate feeling of completeness.
The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor's hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £2,388.
2-year contract hire agreement. Offer ends December 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Jerry, Jerry!
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At 3:45 in the afternoon, and that means it's very nearly time to give away some meat. But ahead of that, I have been looking through the news. Now, we've heard a lot about the news. Sam Delaney will be talking, no doubt, in drive time, all about the Heathrow expansion plans. He'll be with us in around 15 to 20 minutes. All about the government's decision, Chris Grayling's announcement, of course, that Heathrow has won government approval to build this new runway to allow for expansion of airports in the southeast. We had several ideas earlier, of course, in that why not. We spoke to an aviation expert and posited the idea of perhaps linking up Heathrow and Gatwick's runways so it's one big runway, and then the arguments between them would go. Perhaps even use the M25, which they're both quite close to, because as a road, it is a bit of a failure. So just maybe move all the cars off the M25 and just use the M25 as one big round circular runway for all the planes. Just one of the good ideas that we've had this afternoon. More of that with Sam Delaney, of course, later on. But the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. No, Cornelius, and you're not the only one, because many people can't get their head around the news. We get letters all the time telling us so. But it's all right, because we're here to help you. And you. And we do that by breaking the news down each day into its component parts and analysing the big stories through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables again. We present the news in haikus.
Trump says Obama's Mosul push is time to damage him. Trump's in Mosul.
News in haikus. Okay, let's give away some meat. Meat. We do it on a Tuesday in a game of Dead or Alive. No, we don't. We do that on Wednesday. We do it on a Tuesday in a game of Band or something. Dead or Alive would be too easy, what with Pete Burns. Today is Band or Medical Ailment. That is what we'll be playing. On the line to test his knowledge of bands and medical ailments is listener Connor. He's in Manchester. Hello, Connor.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm not too bad, yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you, Connor. And what do you do in Manchester?
Work at a bar.
Work at a bar?
Yep.
Okay, what's the name of the bar?
Am I allowed to say that?
Yes.
Oh, and then it's Footage.
Footage.
Is it like, you know what, like when you get film, you get footage.
Get footage. I do know
used
that.
Used to be a cinema.
Oh, did it?
A little trivia there.
So that's clever though, isn't it? They've gone, I like that they've kept the theme going.
Oh, they had an absolute brainstorming session with that, like, didn't they?
Didn't they just? So if it's a cinema, that means it must be an enormous bar, or do you just occupy part of the cinema?
No, it's like, it is quite big. They've got a big screen for, like, the football and that, but it's very sizeable, like.
Yeah. And how long have you worked there, Connor?
About 2 months.
2 months, all right. So quite new then, quite new. Do you... I've always wondered this about the bar. So how do you, when you're not sure who is going for, whose turn it is at the crowded bar, on a Friday or a Saturday night, whatever, to get their drink, and you're people are trying to catch your eye, how do you decide? I mean, how do you... I mean, I know you probably think it's a fair system, but believe me, as someone who's stood the other side of it, it doesn't seem very fair to me. And I wonder how you zone in on who needs a drink next. What's your technique?
I work in the kitchen, so I don't... But no, I do bar shift. I know what you mean. You kind of just do it.
You just go for the people that you find attractive, Connor, be honest.
No, that's absolutely out of order. You should do it fairly.
Fine, all right, good answer. Right, okay. Connor, barman, kitchen, footage. So if you're going to footage in Manchester, ask for Connor. He's the politest, fairest barman there is. And will serve you in the correct order. That's fair. If you were going in a bar, Connor, what drink would you ask for?
What drink would I ask for? Cranberry juice or just a pint.
Cranberry juice. Interesting.
Yeah.
Is that to help with the thrush?
I'm just boring, eh?
All right. So, Cass just said it's cystitis, not thrush.
I knew that.
I didn't, because I've never had either of them. Anyway, so, Connor, if you went into a butcher's shop, what meat would you ask for? Would you ask for chicken, beef, lamb, or sausages?
Because it's a Tuesday!
Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist.
I've never been to a butcher's. I need to get going. I don't know. I'll probably go for some pork and make a nice spicy pork stroganoff.
Excellent. Good. Oh. Good choice. The problem is that pork wasn't on the list, so it's chicken, beef, or lamb.
Can you make a lamb stroganoff?
Yes.
Go on. I'll give it a go.
All right. Right. Fine.
Send me a picture.
Yeah, it's good for. Thrush. Right, so that is Connor. He is going to play a game of band or, appropriately now, medical ailment. Connor, I've got a list of things here. They are either the name of a band or the name of a medical ailment from out the centuries. And all you have to do is say band or medical ailment. You'll be playing against the paid intern Cornelius, who is here. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Are you calling?
Ask Podcasts is keeping score through the glass. Let us play band or medical ailment. Here we go. All right, alphabetical order. Oh. Connor and Cornelius. Oh.
Me first.
Cornelius first. Okay, Cornelius. Gigantism. Band or ailment? Gigantism.
Ailment. I know that one.
It is an ailment, yeah, that's right. Spider vein. Connor.
Band.
Medical ailment. It's a spidering of the veins. Devil's plague.
Band.
Yes. Connor. Fistula.
Ailment.
He's an ailment, yes, good. Daria.
Band.
Is a skin disease.
Unlucky son.
Darius.
I'm going to say that's an ailment.
Well, he's an ear disease, isn't he? So, he was on the X Factor. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll give you that point. Yeah. Cornelius, band or ailment? Beaver fever.
Band.
It's an ailment.
No.
It is. It's a disease you can catch from beavers. Mambo disease, Connor.
That's going to be a trick question. That's a band.
It is a band, good.
Get in.
Neoplasm.
Band.
Ailment.
What a word.
Lordosis.
Ailment.
It is. Lordy.
The band.
Yeah, the one that your original song is. Yeah,
that's hard rock, right. Hallelujah.
Very good. Butterfly children.
Ailment.
Yes, it is. It is. It's an ailment. Yeah. Toxic shock syndrome.
Ailment.
Yes. Connor.
Oh.
Toxic rock syndrome.
Band.
Yes. Their stage technique, their gimmick, if you like, is that they start a new song before the old one is finished. Cornelius. Ricketts. Ricketts.
Ailment.
Yes. Connor. Adam Ricketts.
Band.
Yeah, well, sort of, yeah. It's not an ear disease, really, but we'll give you the point. Yeah, yeah. Lupus. Lupus.
Ailment.
Yeah. Does sound quite a lot like a Scandinavian heavy metal band, then, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen, will you please welcome Lupus. Anthrax. Anthrax.
Band?
Yes.
Me brother had that
it's
CD,
actually,
I think.
Actually both. Because you can get Anthrax. So, you can have half point. Nephrosis. Nephrosis.
Oh, band.
Yes.
Ooh.
Archie Fever. Archie Fever.
Band?
Yes, singer-songwriter. The Zoo Noses.
Band?
No, it's an ailment.
Ah!
Cramps. Cramps.
Ailment.
Both.
Is that not half point, is it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Bell's Palsy.
Band.
Ailment. Terrible Palsy, Connor.
Band.
Yes.
That's a horrible name, that. Oh, where?
You think that's bad? Cornelius. Chlamydia's Ghost. Band or ailment?
Band.
Yes. And finally, Cat Scratch Fever. Cat Scratch Fever, Connor.
Cat Scratch Fever. Ailment?
He's a band. Nah. Ted Nugent, a tribute act, Cat Scratch Fever. Right then, Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's been keeping score. Let's find out whether or not you are going to win some lamb to make a stroganoff that will cure your cystitis. Cass is through the glass. Hello, Cass.
Hi.
Hi there. So we're looking for a win for Connor to win the lamb.
Well.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Hello.
Got nine.
Got,
ooh, that's
Cornelius
good.
Got nine. Yeah.
And Connor.
Yeah.
Got 10.
Come on! Yay! He got ten.
I can't believe I've won an actual lamb.
You've won actual lamb. Congratulations, yep. Connor. Well yep. done. Good work. That is Connor. He's in Manchester. He has won lamb in a game of band or medical ailment. Oh, that's just about it from us. Sam Delaney is in the building. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hello.
What are you going to do then? Airports, is it?
Yeah, well, we do a bit of that. Bit but of I've airports. Also got a great question for listeners today.
Oh, go on.
Are you fat? Okay, because the doctor's going to want to talk to you about whether you're fat or not.
Yeah.
Because apparently if the doctor engaged you in a conversation about your fatness, then you are more likely to lose weight. But doctors don't want to because they're British and they think it might cause events. It's one of those things you don't ask people, like how much they earn or who they vote for or anything about their religion. Yeah. You also don't say, look, you're looking a bit fat. I will get the ball rolling by saying, I'm a bit fat.
Right.
Okay, I'm a bit fat. I'm happy to hold my hand. All right, don't nod so enthusiastically, Con. Right.
He did, didn't he? Then,
he did. He was like, yeah, definitely.
I was going to say, well, you're not really fat. You're not a fat. I wouldn't say, if there's somebody down here, I wouldn't go, yeah, fat bloke. I wouldn't
no,
say that
I'm
about
not
you.
Round like the fat controller off no. of Thomas the Tank Engine.
You certainly are not.
That's how people imagine a fat person to be. But in a way, John.
We're all fat.
Everyone's a bit fat.
Yeah, I'm a bit fat.
Everyone's a bit fat. Certainly people over, like, I don't know, 30. Everyone's a bit fat.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
No.
Right? But we need to start talking about it, because until you admit to yourself and talk to the doctor and everyone else about it, you will not be able to... Look, even Con's fat.
I know, and he's young.
And he's 12,
I
right?
Know.
And even he's fat, because his mum gives him too many fish fingers and
well, she's
not true, special actually. Desserts.
Something like that, yeah.
I cut my own dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's puppy fat, because he eats puppies.
It's disgusting, by the way. Being fat's the least of your problems in that case. So anyway, are you fat? 0844-499-1000 is the number. Let's get talking about this.
You're too podgy to press the buttons.
Your big chubby fingers. You're probably misdialed.
Sam Delaney with you with Talk Radio Drive next. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.